Wow. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Here we are. It's Joel Radio for your early March podcasting enjoyment. Man, a few words today.
Wow. Really, really set the table for him, Joel.
I did. Like the hours left to listen to this. We're off to a good start. Joel Radio, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Joel Fragamenti. Corey Hall sitting over there.
Shalom.
Back with you. We're going to do our Oscars recap. I think in years past we've always done an Oscar prediction show.
Yeah, and who cares?
Well, it was all... Well, and that when we talk about who won, we're going to go like, well... It was kind of anticlimactic who won, at least in the major categories.
Well, you know, yeah, you're right. We do Oscar predictions, and generally our batting average is pretty good.
Sure.
Mine was stellar. And
well, yours is good, but, you know, I mean, yeah. Everybody, you know, sometimes they throw you a curveball and somebody wins you don't expect, but right. This year kind of, you know.
Here's what's, you know, I actually did an Oscar presentation thing. Like every year I go and do the Grosse Pointe Library has me in, and I do like an Oscar night presentation, and everybody gets a ballot, and I walk them through the categories, and I tell them who's going to win, and I give them some history of the Oscars and some background and all this stuff. And I actually made a point in the short features category.
Okay.
I said, hey, they're actually showing them this year, so you can finally get a chance to look at them.
Ah.
The short movies are all bundled together as a presentation, and it's playing in certain markets.
Okay. They're on iTunes, I found out.
Here, it played at the Detroit Film Theater at the Institute of Arts.
Now, what were the shorts? Were they the animated, the live action?
They had the animated, live action, and documentary.
Okay, so that's still a lot of movie.
Yeah, it's about a three-hour package by the time you're done with it with an intermission.
Ah. Oh.
They're short in of themselves, but you put...
Together, yeah.
You put five of them together.
What is the what is the definition of short? Is there a limit?
Yeah, I think it's somewhere under a half hour.
Oh, okay.
So they can be 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, but a lot of 25-minute movies, you know.
Most of them are in the 7 to 10-minute
range. Okay.
But anyway, so I went... Okay, in the animated category, there was Pixar had one called Day and Night.
Yes.
That was attached to the front of Toy Story 2.
So millions of people saw that.
Yeah, and it was great. Because it was Pixar, and it was typically good. And I said, oh, there's no damn way that the Pixar doesn't win over, you know, some guy made something with a light box.
You saw them all, so what you're saying.
I saw them all.
Because the clips they showed on the show, they all looked very computery and kind of cool looking.
They were cool.
Yeah.
So. I actually recommend checking out that package.
All right.
The live action ones weren't quite as good, but the guy that won was the best one.
Oh, that guy did make the best one?
Yeah,
that guy looked like he spent $3 on it based on the clip.
But it was really funny.
Okay, it seemed funny, but it was
black and white thing about like hipsters in New York, and he gets these magic darts that make chicks fall in love with him.
Oh, because he needs those. Look at the guy.
Right, exactly. He looked kind of like a gorky young Jeff Goldblum.
A young Howard Stern.
He did look.
Almost.
Boy, he could play young Howard Stern.
He really could. I don't know if he talked about that today.
Howard ought to call him
serious,
up.
Serious, but yeah, the guy did look like young
Whatever
Howard
happened
Stern.
To Howard Stern in the teenage years? That never went.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a cartoon. And
But that guy could play young
Howard
Stern.
He really
Howard
did
Stern.
Look like young. I said that to my girlfriend. She was watching, and I go, hey, that's young Howard Stern. And she went like, I was asleep.
Or how about this, Joey Ramone?
Yeah, okay, exactly, sure.
Who's even uglier than Howard.
Yeah, exactly. But he was super tall, too, based upon when he walked up
Why don't
up
they
the
make
podium.
The Ramones movie?
There you go, make it with that kid.
Anyway, that short's called God of Love, and I actually liked it. It was pretty
All right,
it
God
was,
of Love.
It was funny, and it was deserving. But anyway, I did that list for them, and I picked God of Love.
Oh, good for
and,
you.
But I picked the Pixar, and they went and gave it to somebody else.
Yeah, they
so
did.
So that blew my ballot on that stupid
So
thing.
There you go.
And they even made a joke on the Oscars that that category blows your ballot every
it
time.
It blows your ballot, but then you picked the one that you thought was the best in both categories, and they don't. But since they don't reward the best, it's
not
so
always,
weird.
No. So anyway, the Oscars.
That's a beef I got to make. I might as well make it now. When they pick best documentary.
Oh.
I know how to pick best documentary now, because in the years that I've picked it wrong. And this year, first of all, Exit Through the Gift Shop, when we did our top movies of the year, was my number two movie of the year. Mm-hmm. I thought it was better than a lot of even the Best Picture nominees. I didn't see the other nominated docs, and I'm sure some of them were good and stuff.
I saw, I think, 3 of the 5.
Okay. Because I think they're almost all on Netflix now. Yeah. I've got them queued, but I haven't watched them. But anyway.
Was Restrepo in there?
Restrepo was nominated.
What was the list?
Okay, it was Restrepo.
Inside Job.
Exit Through the Gift Shop. Inside Job. Gasland. I'm doing these off the top of my head. And Wasteland. Okay. Yeah, that's it. Those were the five.
Yeah, I saw three of the five.
Okay.
And
but let me make my kind. Then you
go ahead, please.
Okay. If you want to pick the winner, pick whatever topic is the most important and the most on the, because that's really what they seem to do now. Is they pick the most, you know what I mean, whenever. Because for years, you could pick, if there was something about Nazis or the Jews and the Holocaust, like that always won. And this year, it was, you know, when it was, Fahrenheit. Well, what did Fahrenheit 9/11 win?
Fahrenheit 9/11
Because I know Bowling for Columbine won.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
He won for both. Yeah.
Okay.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
But I'm saying when that was.
He made the big speech.
Okay.
That about. We live in fictitious times with a fictitious president. That was the big
controversy. What speech did he make on Bowling for Columbine then?
It was less incendiary, I think. But.
Okay, anyway. So whatever is the like that was the big issue of the day when he made Fahrenheit 9/11 was the election and all that stuff. Whatever the big social concern of the day is, that's what will ultimately win Best Documentary. And that's exactly what happened this year. With Inside Job, which is about the financial crisis, would win over those. And
I think old news.
Well, Restrepo's about Afghanistan, sure.
Right. But no, I think what you're saying is they pick the trendiest.
They pick whatever Hollywood cares about the most. Hollywood, you know, puts on a brave face about that, but they're really care, you know.
And what you're saying is a lot of these old ultra-cockers got their money whacked in the stock market.
Yes, in the Bernie Madoff stuff. And, well, so not just that, but they're also they feel that there's a lot of what happened with the markets was because of Bush era policy, and
collapse happened.
Okay,
in 2008.
So again, the lefties in the academy again are sort of anti-Bush, and that goes all the way back to
you're probably not. I mean, I have to look at a list of the documentaries. You're probably not far from the truth on that.
Well, I'll tell you, Restrepo was about Afghanistan.
But it's a weird question of what they're all. Generally, most of the docs are politically motivated or oriented. But it's usually a question of which ones accept. You're right; it's political. But then there's ones that are acceptable.
Gasland was about stealing people's land for natural gas deposits.
That's probably too on the point for them.
Yeah, and
right.
Then Wasteland was about garbage and recycling. Or
right.
Something,
so. Okay. Inside Job. Which was a good movie, I thought was a little too dry.
Okay.
That was my only complaint with it, is that it didn't have any real, it was real ominous in one tone.
Yeah.
And it didn't have a little more of a lighter kind of.
Sure.
The laughs all came from like watching Elliot Spitzer.
Yeah.
Who you could tell was frustrated that they'd busted him for hookers.
Right.
But anyway.
And then the guy gives a speech.
A fine documentary, but it's a safe target.
Yeah. But it's an Exit to the Gift Shop was such an entertaining movie.
Tremendous movie.
That I can't imagine that people would have enjoyed Inside Job more than that.
I think they were afraid of Banksy.
Well,
they didn't want to turn it into a spectacle.
You know,
I think what's going to be a recurring theme here for this whole Oscar show that we discuss, all of these goddamn categories in this nonstop, endless goddamn carnival of a show, old people vote.
Well, that's true. But, you know, they needed Banksy to be up there or something. And I don't think Banksy would have shown anyway.
But it would have added some life to the
show. There was some intrigue. I don't think people didn't vote for it because they were afraid Banksy was. It just, they weren't going to vote for that anyway.
Yeah.
They just weren't. That was about graffiti artists.
It was about graffiti. It was over their heads. They didn't get it.
Yeah. And then the guy makes a speech. I'm going to just say this. And he says, you know, we've had this whole crisis. And, you know, I don't, you know, if you want to make a political thing, that's okay if it's on point. But he says, not one arrest of these. And I go, wait a minute, Madoff's in jail.
Well, Madoff.
What are you talking
Madoff
about?
Wasn't
exactly what this doc was about.
This was more about Goldman Sachs and AIG.
Okay,
and there are probably people involved in that stuff that could get prosecuted for malfeasance. You know, these guys were pulling major market distortions.
Sure, yes,
and pulling all kinds of shenanigans.
Okay,
it's a good movie, but you're right. Exit of the Gift Shop was way better. And you know what? Give me some fun. Give me some goddamn fun on the show.
Let's do something fun.
They didn't get it, and they made a rule in like the 70s after a couple guys in a row, Marlon Brando did it, and then George C. Scott did it. They didn't show up. They protested.
Yes.
And George C. Scott, didn't he reject his Oscar?
I think George C. Scott just didn't show up. Yeah.
No, he sent somebody.
Oh, did he send somebody?
Yeah. No.
Shalia Littlefeather was sent
by Marlon
Brando.
Think, okay.
Yeah.
I think both of them did like protests.
Okay.
Where they sent somebody else to get their Oscar.
Yeah.
And Marlon Brando sent out a chick in a Pocahontas outfit to talk about how we took all the Indians' land.
Yeah, yeah.
And gave them tuberculosis. Right? That's what it was.
Something to that effect, yeah.
And so since then, they've had a rule where you have to show up and get your Oscar.
I don't know if that's the rule. I think the rule is you have... you have to be approved to pick up his Oscar. Because Heath Ledger's dad picked it up or something. Mm-hmm. You know, like whoever it is, you have to be approved. Sure. And apparently the Oscar said that the producer of Exit the Gift Shop, I think his name is Jamie DeCruz or something. Mm-hmm. I've seen interviews.
He declined to come?
No, I think he was the guy that was approved
show up. Okay.
to do it. Although Terry Guetta said he had a ticket.
Yeah.
Mr. Brainwash. Okay. So he said he was going to the ceremony.
He would have gone up on stage.
And it certainly, that guy's nothing but fun.
They could have sent Shepard Fairey.
Yeah, well, whatever.
And Shepard Fairey would have probably...
Was the star of that movie in a sense, and that he got the most face time. So I would have enjoyed seeing him, even if Banksy doesn't want to show up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And Banksy could have been there and just been sitting in the seat.
What amazes me.
And nobody, because if you don't know who he is, he could have just been sitting there. You know what I mean? It didn't mean that Banksy didn't go. But anyway.
He could go on stage in a mask or anything.
And they didn't even show, like, for that category, when they were showing, like, the nominations. They didn't show the individual people who were nominated for the award. They just showed the clips of the films.
Sure.
So you only really saw the winner anyway.
God forbid that you take away from the integrity of the Oscars where, you know, you've got Beavis and Butthead talking to David Letterman. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Yosemite Sam comes out and does a Lifetime Achievement Award for, you know,
James Franco is Marilyn Monroe. Yeah, there's a lot of...
Yeah, let's not impinge on the dignity of Oscars in which celebrities give each other awards for being a celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, it's a professional... people expect... I was, like, doing Facebook updates last night, making jokes.
Yeah.
People expect me to watch the Oscars. Like I said, I do a presentation.
Oh, okay.
I get paid to actually know about
How did
Oscars.
You watch it? Did you have a party or anything?
No, we just watched
you
it.
You and the girlfriend watched
it?
Yeah.
We've had parties in the past, and what happens with the it sounds like a good idea.
Sure.
You get some fancy cheese, you get some wine, you get some snacks, and everybody's into it for about an hour.
And then,
the show
keeps
going, and it's a Sunday night, and people go, I gotta work. What time is this shit? Oh
exactly.
My God. They're not even through the dead people montage yet.
Right.
I gotta go.
Right.
And then Randy Newman comes out and plays a song and they are pulling their eyes out.
Well, by the way, Randy Newman can just sing all the songs from now on.
just
give it to him because these other people on. This Florence and the Machine, Florence. What was that?
Let's look.
What was that?
We're all over the map here.
You know, here's the thing.
Do you want to attack the show in order?
Let me just explain to the audience. We have the entire show queued up and ready to play for you off my DVR, but we were going to play the Kirk Douglas thing because that might be the funniest thing ever.
Oh, God.
But I kind of want to play the Florence and the Machine song because...
Let's do Kirk and then we'll get to Florence.
Okay.
All right.
Let's play Kirk Douglas.
So this is... All right. So your hosts are, of course, Anne Hathaway and James Franco because what happened is Ricky Gervais hosted the Golden Globes. And was funny, and everyone got upset about that. Who hosted last year? Was it Hugh Jackman last year, or was it Jon Stewart?
It was Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin together.
Oh, Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin, and then what? Jon Stewart was a year before, 2 years before that?
Probably before him.
Why not have Jon Stewart?
I want to say Ellen preceded him.
Oh, she was brutal.
So, and then maybe Steve Martin solo.
There was Hugh Jackman.
And then you're looking at Hugh Jackman, Whoopi. I mean, that's the recent history of it.
Wow.
It's terrible.
Jon Stewart was good. Why not have him do it again?
I don't know.
Too controversial?
Because
Obama's the president.
It's not as funny for him?
It's not as funny anymore. Yeah.
I wonder if Jon Stewart just didn't want to do it or what. I mean, I don't know.
Well, here's the problem with Jon Stewart. He's not a movie guy.
Right.
And, I mean, he's made
He makes jokes about how bad his movies are.
And, yeah, and it's kind of like you kind of want, I mean, Hollywood wants a movie guy doing it.
Billy Crystal was a movie guy, not a good movie guy, other than When Harry Met Sally.
Okay, but let's discuss why Billy Crystal, before we get to, I know we're all over the map here. Billy Crystal comes on this show.
Yes.
And everybody stands up like the king is returned, Billy Crystal's back.
Yes, yes.
And Billy Crystal's talking about-
It was like a State of the Union address
and that's
Billy Crystal walked
in. And I don't really have a problem with that. And he starts talking about how Bob Hope hosted it 18 times and Billy Crystal hosted it 8 times. And he tells a story, which was kind of funny, about how Bob Hope gave him the finger when the cameras weren't on him because he was, you know, you know, thought Billy, you know, he just was pissed at Billy for doing well.
Well, Bob Hope did it 18 times, and then Johnny Carson did it probably five or six.
Yeah, Johnny Carson did a lot. I could get the whole, we've done the list on this show
but
before.
But Carson did it several times.
Yeah, we had the Chevy Chase Goldie Hawn year, which no one remembers, but anyway. Paul Hogan hosted it one year.
Get the shit out of here.
We did this all on the show before. I know.
Paul Hogan?
So anyway, and Billy Crystal comes back. But my point is Billy Crystal did it eight times, which is a lot currently in a modern era.
Was that after Kirk Douglas?
Once or twice. Yeah, it was way after.
Oh.
But my feeling is this. But you know why they got rid of Billy Crystal?
Yeah.
Because the ratings were not good. And that's what happens every year with the Oscars. The ratings are down. Why are the ratings down? We got to fix it. We got to retool it.
Sure.
Every year they retool it. Like, they'll never, like, here's my feeling. If it was good with Billy Crystal, if everyone liked it, then go back to Billy
Crystal.
Oh, Christ,
it's Oprah's ultimate
Oscar
party.
Yeah, I know. Let me just turn that off. So
wait, go back. Just pause it.
No, do you want to?
I got to see this.
Yeah.
Oh, Gail King. Oh, Gail King's interviewing
Oprah.
My best
friend, Gail.
Can't even believe that. Zach Posen called me with this whole idea, and then when I walked on stage yesterday in my jeans and saw that the dress matches the stage, that went incredible.
We were noticing, though, Oprah, at the end, it looked like you were standing in front of the microphone. I was saying, move, Oprah. Did you feel that when the people came up?
Yeah.
You should see the shot of you. You're, like, standing there in front of the microphone.
No, I was trying to move over to the side,
really?
And then the guy pulled me back.
I don't want to watch the Oprah recap. I have a feeling we're going to do a better job.
I'm fascinated by the Oprah recap.
I have a feeling you and I are better. Anyway, here's
the whole time like this. Inside job. Congratulations.
Okay. Here's Kirk Douglas. There's
it's great that she got a quality journalist like Gail to interview her.
Yeah, exactly. Here's Kirk Douglas. Get ready to laugh, everybody.
Here's Eli Wallach.
Eli Wallach.
Thank you.
But let's not forget that Kirk's not just old. He had a stroke.
Yes.
So he's in his 90s, I think, and now he's...
Now, let me ask you this. Has he punched death in the face? Because there must have been a couple times death came and tapped him on the shoulder, and Kirk just kicked him in the dick or something. What happened?
Look, death has come for a sandwich, but they left immediately afterwards. One night, death's going to come and stay the night, and it's pretty
soon.
He's
93 plus a stroke.
He's frightening looking.
Well, you know what it is? Kirk Douglas started off as the strongest guy in the world.
Yeah.
He was like a walking oak tree.
Exactly.
So it takes a lot more to kill those kind of guys,
but
right?
He is.
You and I.
But he is.
The first time, death goes. And I'll say, yes, sir. It. Thank you.
No, he's but he's really frail looking.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I want to thank James. Thank you. He looks much better out of the cave. And I wanted to say,
the joke?
All right, he said, you look much better out of the cave,
like
James Franco.
I mean, the movie doesn't even really take place in a cave. But
it's in a canyon, but like whatever. Canyon.
He's an old guy.
I did a picture in a cave with Billy Wilder, 1953, Ace in the Hole. It's a great picture. Miss Hansworthy, I thank you. She's gorgeous.
Wow. Oh.
Where were you when I was making pictures? Yeah.
It's really an amazing visual because his earlobes are starting to leave his body. You see that? Like, the skin on his ears is hanging.
The earlobe is not that far from the bow tie. And that's not right.
You know, like how Andy Rooney's got that hanging lip.
He's got a lip that hangs down.
Like, everything's hanging on Kirk Douglas.
Right.
His earlobes literally are falling off his head.
It looks like gravity is just moving his face south. Or something.
And he's making, look at Anne Hathaway.
I have something to confess. I love talented women, and I'm crazy about beautiful women. And now
what?
I love beautiful women.
Something to confess.
Let's try it again.
I love talented women, and I'm crazy about beautiful women. And now I'm going to give you five of them. The nominees for Best Actress, Support Actress Award. Well, here they are.
Okay, all right.
All right, so that's
Amy Adams, the fighter.
And then it's like some voiceover guy does this part.
Pause here.
Which normally they would have the presenter pre-tape this.
Yeah, but...
But they got some guy, the voiceover
guy. I know human women. I bank Lana Turner. It's the back of a big sky clock. Yes. That was moving.
Tell us about Gina Lollobrigida, Kirk. Do you remember
Gina Lollobrigida has the hairiest bush. 6,000. And she never shaved us. I had to get my sword from Spartacus and chop that bush down.
You ever break off a piece of that Kim Novak, Kirk? You get any of that?
She's the dyke.
Oh, yeah? Kim Novak? No.
Pussy munch on deck.
Oh, come on. Come on now. Don't be like that.
Barbara Stanwyck could suck the chrome off a trailer head.
Could she really?
Yeah. She could. I tell you what, I felt like it was a reverse garden hose.
Right.
That bitch was sucking my life fluids out of my body.
Wow, that's tremendous, Kirk. You've been through all the ladies.
I had them all.
You did.
One night.
Yeah? Well,
I fucked Eleanor Roosevelt.
No, Kirk, don't be like that.
She had her ass that was quit.
Oh, my God. Oh. How about that young Annette Funicello? Did you ever get that, young debutante?
No. Annette Funicello.
I don't know.
Where did you get Annette Funicello?
Well, she was like the hot teenage star. Probably
in the 50s,
yeah. Well, yeah, but that's when he was big.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, when he was big, that would have been.
Oh, fucking Kirk.
All right, so let's go to him. Although I have to tell you, there was like a weird cut that happened on my DVR had a...
Oh, this is great. Hold on, go back to that a little bit.
Jackie.
Go back a little bit.
Who do you want to see?
Helena Bonham Carter makes this great face after her clip.
Am I considered the enemy?
Okay, it will be, if you remain unobliging.
She's like, oh, not so good.
She said it was
like
crap.
This. Oh, really? Well,
Jackie Weaver.
You didn't win anyway.
Oh, here's an Australian woman no one cares about.
Can ask him all sorts of questions.
She is creepy in this clip. I didn't see the whole movie, but...
Everyone he's ever met. And you've done some bad things, sweetie. I want this part to be clear. This is...
I don't want to get through all that. Anyway, there's Melissa Leo and Haley Steinfeld, who... Look at this way, by the way.
She's 14, Corey.
She's 14.
Before you comment...
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas is 99 years old.
Exactly.
How old is he? 90 something.
Is he now no longer
statistically viable in a death pool?
He might not be. I mean, I think he's in his 90s.
We got to the point when we were doing the death pool where there would be like Jerry Ford started to not be worth taking because
we haven't Kirk Douglas the whole time. Kirk Douglas is 94 years old. He's born in 1916, which means he'll be 95 this year if he makes it.
Still
if he makes it to December 9.
Still a respectable 6 points, but is he going to make it to December 9? Is he going to make it to March 3rd? That's what I want to know. Jesus.
Yeah, he's not. And then you look at these pictures of him, and you just go, geez.
He was a handsome
He really
son of
was.
A bitch. He was a chiseled, granite-y
I mean, here
son
he is in the big trees in 1952. Look at him.
Oh, who's that?
Yeah.
Who's his co-star in that?
It doesn't say who it is. The big trees. But then even, like, in 1987, he's still,
like... Yeah, he was
like,
okay. Yeah.
You know, he's old-looking, but he looks like he could beat somebody's ass.
No, he was still making pictures in
the
80s. Yeah,
he's Reagan. These are from Wikipedia, by the way, if you want to look at these.
What was the movie he did with Burt Lancaster where they were the old cons that got out of the...
Yeah, tank? I know. It's Tough Guys.
Tough Guys? Yeah.
Well, there was... I'm just looking at what he's got here. Yeah, I mean...
When did he have the stroke? In the 90s?
He had a stroke in early life, career... He regularly blogs on his MySpace account.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's who's left on MySpace. Kirk Douglas. I think the Juggalos and Kirk Douglas. And that's who's left on there.
Oh, shit.
I don't know where his stroke... Okay. In 1996, he had a stroke.
Oi.
So that was a long time ago. It's 15 years ago now.
And he's still moving.
He's still all right. So
the blood is still oozing through the desiccated old husk. I got to say about Kirk Douglas, he's a Hollywood legend, great guy.
Right.
I haven't seen a zombie that funny since The Crypt Keeper.
Well, he does. He's you know there's guys are old who you just never see, mm-hmm. who are way worse off than him. Do you know what I mean?
They just disappear from
sight.
Yeah,
they just they end up in that old folks home or whatever.
Or you're like Ernie Borgnine, who is running around, zipping around, singing, whistling songs.
He is.
Didn't he talk about how much he jerks off on Fox News?
Now he's going to yell at Hugh Jackman in a second.
What? Okay, we got to get into that. What?
Well, let's listen to this.
You know, now is the moment that we are all waiting for.
For you to die.
Hugh Jackman is laughing. I don't know why everybody in Australia thinks I'm funny. Colin Firth is not laughing.
I didn't get that point of this
he's
at all.
He's British.
Colin Firth isn't laughing. I don't know. He just kind of got it.
They're
like,
all falling over like it's the greatest thing.
You just want to go okay, when is visiting hours over? When can I go? Because he's not making any sense.
You know, look, I guess it's about the triumph.
Who's wearing sneakers and white socks?
Some asshole.
Some of these guys wearing Adidas.
He's wearing a tux with sneakers.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a seed filler.
Now we come to the most important part.
Is this a grandson or something?
No, this guy I think is the guy that's presents the envelope or whatever.
Oh, because his grandson's in jail for coke dealing.
Cameron Douglas, I think, is in jail, yeah. I don't know
why. I got to say, by the way.
I always lose. Now.
And then he opens it and then he goes.
This is the moment if I get this.
No one could open those envelopes all night anyway.
You know.
Somebody did that as a callback when they came out.
Right.
They said, you know.
Now, that was the legitimately funniest part of Kirk Douglas's bit. When
yes.
he stops and starts telling a story yeah. before he reads the envelope.
But I'm telling you, there's something happens here.
You're still laughing. Colin Firth is laughing.
Colin Firth is laughing.
You know.
All right, here's the next. We did the King speech. I got the next. It's the Kirk Douglas speech. It's all the preparation for Kirk to come out and give this.
I will say this. Rick Baker should get a second Oscar for the makeup effects he did
so?
On this robot.
You don't think that's the Jim Henson workshop
yeah, that's
working him?
The Henson puppeteers.
Or is it ILM? Is it all digital now? It's not Weta Digital.
No,
it's not James
nothing
Cameron.
Nothing beats a practical puppet.
You think so?
This is really, it looks like Yoda.
Well,
doesn't he?
You know, the Oscar presenters had to. What they did is you see this sometimes. Right. Is what they did is they pitched, you know, Phil Tippett pitched a maquette. And then, you know, ILM pitched all digital.
I want to see the animatronic on
and then there was the Stan.
I want to see the animatic.
Stan Winston Studio pitched a full-size kind of robotic version. And then Jim Henson did Frank Oz controlled from the floor.
It's compromised because he's CGI
from
the waist down.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
It's a head replacement, I think.
I will never forget this moment.
It's actually two midgets in that
three
suit.
Times, and I lost every time.
But see, then there was that weird cut, and I don't know what that was.
Oh, you lost it. And so,
I mean, I guess it was something on my DVR, but...
You pinch me? What?
That's,
mine?
That's you.
For me?
You're much more
what
beautiful
a mess.
Than you were in the photo.
Hey, you're pretty good looking yourself. What are you doing later on?
Okay, by the way, so Kirk Douglas has just done the craziest thing in Hollywood. It's the craziest thing in Hollywood for about the next 3 seconds because it's about to get topped. You know what I mean? You just saw the wackiest human being on the face of the earth, Kirk Douglas, who has lots of excuses. He's old. He's stroked out.
You know, look.
He's probably happy to be out of the house. His diaper's full. There's lots of reasons why Kirk Douglas is acting like a retard. Then Melissa Leo wins this award. And is completely retarded.
You remember in the old cartoons when they had the devil and the angel on the shoulder?
Yeah.
The angel's telling me, it's Kirk Douglas. He's Spartacus. He's a legend man. The Viking. All that, but lust for life. All that great stuff. Then the devil on me is going, he looks like a fucking prune. He looks like a giant walking testicle,
well,
right?
He seems happy. I mean, it's hard
he does
to,
seem
it's...
happy. Here's how old Kirk Douglas is. His son looks like he's on death's
his
door.
His son is about to go. Yeah, his son's like...
His son looks like an old, dried-up corpse.
He looks like Kirk Douglas looked in the 80s,
yeah.
Kind of now. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Michael...
Does that make sense? Like
Michael, but Michael's got
Kirk.
That watery, near-death look.
He does.
And Kirk... is a desiccated husk.
Yeah, Kirk is not
kept
even,
alive by
yeah.
Eldritch magics that we don't understand. Some dark arts are keeping that animated. And then you're right. And he gets it to Melissa Leo.
And now Melissa Leo goes up. And she's even crazier than him, I think, on some level.
Omar! Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Really, 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 truly wow. I know there's a lot of people that said a lot of real, real nice things to me. For several months now. But I'm just shaking in my boots here. Okay, all right. Thank you, David O. Russell. I want to thank the actors, Mark Wahlberg, Christian Bale. He went, might run out for a second. Amy, my sweet sister Adams, Jack, our lovely daughters. Okay. Yeah, I am kind of speechless. Golly sakes, there's people up there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, at this point, it's fine.
It's okay.
At this point, it's just
But it
kind
needs to wrap up because she's... We're sick of the...
At this point, she's doing the, oh, my God, I can't believe okay. I won.
And that's fine for 10 seconds, but at some point...
Do you know what this cow did?
What's that?
She campaigned
for
herself
the campaign,
and took out ads.
Yeah.
And I thought that was going to tip it away from her.
That's what a lot of people thought, but, you know...
I really... Honestly, what has Amy Adams got to do?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so... They don't want to give to Haley Steinfeld because she hasn't had her fucking period yet.
Exactly.
Right? You want to give a girl, who's going
to... Didn't they give it to Little Miss Sunshine or was she just nominated?
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah.
You know what happens when they do that?
They disappear.
It's a fucking disaster.
Yeah, they do.
Unless Anna Paquin's like the only one that has any kind of a career. Yeah. So they can't give it to a toddler.
Right.
Oh, Tatum O'Neal. Oh, yeah, her career worked out real well. Mm-hmm. Don't give it to a girl who's going to Skate World and just getting her first menses. You can't do that. Amy Adams is a perfectly acceptable substitute in the same movie, if you want to turn on this cow.
Wow.
But no, they vote for her.
When I watched Kate 2 years ago, it looked so...
Yeah, and there she swears.
And they bleeped her.
When Kate won, too, was it... She's talking about Kate Blanchett. See, they're all...
Alice Ward, your beautiful family that opened your hearts. I saw Mick here earlier, Dick. Shout out for Nana. All right, Dick's not in the room. Thank you so much opening your hearts to all of us to make this film. I thank David. I'll thank him again. My family, my beautiful son who's traveling right now in South America can't join me.
Oh, this is
ridiculous.
Okay. I'm okay, Jack. My mom and my dad and my brother and my friends and my family. And I want to thank the very most of all, the Academy of Motion Picture Sciences, their Board of Governors, and all their members, who many of you are here today. This has been an extraordinary journey getting to know what the Academy is about. And first and foremost, thank you, Academy, because it's about selling motion pictures and respecting the work. Thank you so much.
Let me explain.
What was that about?
Well, listen. Melissa Leo, first of all, Kirk's dragging her away now.
Since she takes his cane.
I think he's kind of grabbing her tit. Look. He's kind of grabbing her tit.
Look, you can't stop a goddamn hyena, Joel.
He's got, is that in hand not under? Is he not getting?
I thought F stood for the fighter.
Congratulations, Melissa.
It's Young and Hip Oscars.
All right, our next presenters.
All right. So anyway,
those two.
Let me explain, Melissa. Yeah, I know. We got to get to these two before it's too long. You know what I mean?
What? Okay, Melissa Leo was unknown in Hollywood. She was on Homicide.
She was on One Life to Live or something.
Yeah,
before that.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, but that's the first time I saw her was on Homicide. on TV. Did a lot of TV work. Not very well known. She did what? She did a movie.
Some movie that nobody ever saw.
Even Winter's Bone, but something Passage. Anyway.
She was nominated for that.
She was nominated for that.
Yeah.
And she's fine in the Fighter. She's good. But, you know, it's that terrible Boston accent shtick.
Yeah.
That's the new thing, by the way, in Hollywood.
I didn't see The Fighter. I didn't see The Fighter or The King's Speech, which...
The Fighter is terrific.
Were two of the big winners.
The Fighter is actually really...
I saw the 8 other nominated Best Pictures. And
you know, it's actually terrific, and I think it's really... Because it is a familiar story, but they did it in an interesting way.
Yeah.
In a fresh way. And the fights are all recreated
based
off the old HBO television right off the video. It looks like the old HBO video feed. You got Larry Merchant and, the fight doctor. Who's the guy? Okay, Jim.
That's, what is that
we
guy?
Used to watch
Harold
so much,
Letterman.
Harold Letterman. We used to watch so much HBO boxing, and now we don't anymore.
Well,
anyway.
If it was any good, I'd probably...
Melissa Leo was so terrible in that. She just was
she terrible?
Weird. And,
yeah,
no, in the speech.
Oh, in the speech, yeah.
In the movie, she was
fine.
Well,
my feeling is this. She will never win another Oscar in here.
No.
Because if they don't like your speech, they don't want you to. They don't want you wasting their time again.
Right.
It's the Sally Field thing.
Yeah,
you'll never win again when you do a dopey speech like that.
Gone.
Adrian Brody will never win.
Yeah, here's what
because he made out with Halle Berry. They don't want you embarrassing the Academy. Like you don't. They don't want you making. It's kind of like the thing they say when you score a touchdown in football.
Right.
You're supposed to act like you've been there before.
Okay,
and you know she's acting like
you know why we're jaded about this. We're comedians, okay?
Okay,
all right. Our job is to not freak out.
Yeah,
right. You and I have both done this. You do a show for 400 or 500 people. You play a theater. You do a great show. You have one of the best shows of your life. You walk off the stage, and you're excited for a minute.
Yes.
But like, if someone asks you a question, you're not like, "Where am I? What has happened to me?"
Yeah, it's not
this whole like. Now, granted, I've never won something of this magnitude. You know, I won the Silver Pen Writing Award in eighth grade, and I'll never get it.
Oh, well, of course.
But
I'm sure you gave a hell of a speech.
Nor at middle school. I did. I said, suck on my dick. No. I want to tell all you bitches, all you little eighth grade bitches that didn't invite me to your bat mitzvahs, I want you all to bow down before the Silver Pen Award, bitch. Anyway, look, but these fucking, they're actors, right? That's their job is to.
Yes.
Their job is to, when someone says action, they then present themselves to a camera in a way. Like, they act like, I've never been here before.
Complete lack of composure.
They walk in off Hollywood Boulevard with like 5,000 flashbulbs going off in their face and Ryan Seacrest sticking a microphone up their cunt.
Yeah.
And they act like, then they get on the stage when they win something like, this is incredible, I don't understand.
Oh, okay, I'm just going to fast forward. What do we want to watch next?
The Bob Hope thing.
And we want to do the music.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's look at Mila Kunis's chest.
Oh, you want to look at Mila? Okay, we can do a quick fashion review here. They look kind of flat to me.
Now, Amy thought that Timberlake and her had banged earlier in the evening.
Well, you know what? I thought.
Or were on their way to bang.
Well, everyone looks
post-show,
all.
Post-show, right?
Everyone looks all sweaty when they come out of this. When they came. Look how shiny they are.
They're very shiny.
Because my girlfriend thought that with, who was it? It was Scarlett Johansson, and who was the dude with her?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, they just.
Yeah, who was with Scarlett Johansson?
I go, they just look like they just banged, those two.
Scarlett Johansson looks like she just banged at all times. Right?
But no, they are all shiny and glistening.
Do you think Timberlake tapped that? I think
he's with
did.
Jessica Biel.
Oh.
And they were together.
He tapped them both.
Well, whatever. I don't know.
Come on.
I'm sure if he wanted that, he would.
He could get that Mila Kunis in a minute.
But Mila Kunis, I think her tits look a little small.
Well, they are a little small. But
I know, but the dress makes them look smaller than they are.
I think the dress is doing them a lot of favors. They look good.
Well, she's got these lacy sort of cup things.
Yeah, they look good.
I mean, she looks good. Don't get me wrong. Mila Kunis is
I like it. Well, okay, she played a ballerina. She was weighing like 9 pounds.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
She was like anorexic. Who are these schmoes? All right.
Those are the guys that won Animated Short.
Sure.
And then Toy Story wins here for
Shocker.
The okay, let's just keep going. If you want me to
there
stop,
there you go.
I will.
Keep going. We're just going to blow through the Oscars.
Yeah,
anyway,
go ahead.
So Franco and Hathaway were, and then Javier Bardem. And why were the people wearing matching outfits?
I don't know why. I guess they
put
were
the
sending them out.
They put Josh Brolin.
But they were doing themes of, like, whatever. They were the theme of the Roosevelt Hotel.
Oh, I see.
So they were supposed to be, like, the first Oscars.
That
like,
didn't come over as well as I think they thought.
Yeah, because remember, Tom Hanks was the Gone with the Wind. And then,
right.
like the people that came out after.
I don't think the themes came off as well as they thought.
It was Jude Law and Robert Downey Jr. that Billy Crystal brought out.
Yeah, but okay, hold on. This is another thing the Oscars does that make me. Are these two making a movie together?
They did No Country for Old Men.
Oh, okay, because Russell Brand and Helen Mirren came out to plug Arthur.
Yes, they did. They do that sometimes.
They do that where people are in a movie that's coming out. Aaron Sorkin's speech.
Aaron Sorkin's speech was good. We don't need to listen to it, but it was good.
But that's a guy. You know what? Aaron Sorkin's a writer. He's prepared. Yes. He's not acting like, oh my god, I just got electrified in the nuts.
And again, this guy, again, another writer, the guy who wrote the King's speech.
Yeah, he had a funny line.
Yeah, so that was good. And
all right, but this.
By the way, Russell Brand and Katy Perry are done. So,
is it already?
Do you want to talk about the Hugh Jackman thing?
Yeah, let's stop for a second. Okay, so now Anne Hathaway comes out and sings a song. Do you want to hear this song? Do we need to torture people with this song?
I'm trying to get it.
Australians are allies.
So she's in a tuxedo saying, like, some guy was supposed to sing with me.
Kind of shady, not you, Nicole.
She's trying to, like, and obviously, you know, Hugh Jackman's, you know, in on it, but.
He stuck his fake retractable claws into my heart.
I can't even watch this again.
It's so bad.
It's just like, I don't even know what the point is.
I mean, she can sing.
She can sing. Good for you.
She can sing, but Franco comes out in the
God,
Maryland
it's so hacky. It's terrible. But what was the point of that?
Oh, and then Russell Brand comes out.
With Helen Mirren. And.
Oh, and are you trying to tell me the Katy Perry Russell Brand marriage?
I think it's over. Yeah, they're saying.
Last?
She's
really?
On tour right now, right. So she wasn't at the. Although. Come on, like you can't go off tour to go to the Oscars.
Okay, when
with
he's
Russell Brand.
Right, when she's when he
but
was
yeah,
on
she
Howard,
was not with him
when he was on Howard a couple months ago. Howard's like, "How does this work out? She's on tour, you're making movies."
Yeah,
he's like, "We try not to go more than 3 weeks without seeing each other." How are you married
Nigga,
to somebody
please.
If you
yeah,
see
exactly.
somebody every 3 weeks? Right,
and you're not. And
how are
and,
you? How is that a marriage?
Yeah, it's. I think it's over for those two. But you know who. Who could? You
Amy
know.
Was talking about going away for a school, like going and doing a visiting student program.
Yeah.
For like a month, and we got in a fight over it.
Oh, okay.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
What
mean.
Sure.
Like, how you're not in a marriage right. if you're if you
I went
see
to the
somebody,
gathering for like 6 days and
right.
I got yelled at.
We
yeah.
see somebody every 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. That then you're how are you married?
Now my girlfriend said I'm just hitting spots here in the Oscars.
Yeah.
She said Trent Reznor looked good.
Yeah, I
she
guess
thought he aged well. I think he looks fat, and he's wearing a hairpiece. But
well, it's funny.
That's just, I mean, maybe
considering Trent Reznor, his old look, he looks very different.
Yeah, he does look different. But I also remember him in like 1991 when he was like trim and
sure.
But whatever.
Lots. Of, I heard that was she was not alone. Other girls on
thought
Facebook
Trent Reznor
were posting
was hot.
How hot Trent Reznor
well,
was.
Well, you know, when you're a rock star, there's an element to... You
apparently,
know.
Your dick well, can do no wrong.
And when you're standing next to this Atticus Ross guy, who looks like fucking Frankenstein's retarded brother, I mean, what is that? He's, I mean, talk about...
You know, you're right. He does look like the village idiot in like an old... like a castle, you know, in the castle.
Yeah, like Igor. Yeah.
I'm sorry, your lordship, I'll never happen again.
Yeah. And there was a lot of this.
Me leech, me leech.
You notice when it was like two guys winning for stuff, that one guy was American and one guy was British a lot of
I did not pick that theme.
Yeah, that seemed to be a theme of the night.
David, everyone who bought the film
listen
tonight,
to him. He sounds
so
terrible.
Much.
Right. You see, Trent got the better American genes than this guy. And
oh, here
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, these two. It's McConaughey.
Are they in a, wait, hold on. Are they in a movie?
I don't know.
Look that up.
All right, let me look that up.
Look up what ScarJo's next picture is, because I bet it's her and goddamn Matthew McConaughey in some piece of shit romantic comedy I'm going to have to sit through.
Well, he's doing some lawyer, Lincoln's mm-hmm. lawyer, so I don't know.
But this is great. The Oscars, no, we can't have any fun. We can't let Banksy come. We can't do anything interesting. But we can shill for Arthur. That's what we can do.
Boy, there's nothing she's... Her last credit was Iron Man 2.
She got
and
nothing,
she's filming We Bought a Zoo.
Nothing in the hopper?
In which, I don't know who's in We Bought a Zoo. Matt Damon.
Okay. Anyway, I just thought maybe these two were in a movie.
Is it you in pre- and she's got stuff in pre-production.
Okay.
They've got the Avengers listed. Well, good. I'm sick of her anyway.
All right.
But don't they look like they're all sweaty and they just bang those two?
Well, first of all, I told you. Look at her. That girl,
right.
The girl's got a body. That
well, again,
certain...
I don't think the dress makes her tits look smaller than they are, and they might be smaller
but
than
they
are.
But there are certain women that are just R-rated, okay?
You know what? I kind of disagree with
Scarlett Johansson looks like she's got the fresh.
I don't think she's
look.
That hot, and I've said that for you. I mean, I know what you mean, but she's not.
Her hair
know.
Is all jacked up.
But that's what I mean. Her hair is all messed up. McConaughey's all sweaty. Maybe it was very warm backstage or something, or they were just.
Yeah, maybe the orgy they were having backstage.
Honor excellence in
Acunas, Timberlake, and these
yeah,
two.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Hathaway stopped by, gave him a handy. She's very busy. Only had time for a handy.
Well,
very quick.
Johansson won't get naked, but that's got to end soon.
That's right? Got to stop.
That's
got to
end soon.
Forget the Oscars.
Because Natalie Portman.
Hold the phone. It's funny. Time out. Forget the Oscars. That when are we going to get this
well,
bitch
it's funny
naked?
Because Natalie Portman
has kind of done
is
a little
bit. Not nudity. Naked in Black Swan, but. She kind of is and kind of isn't.
Well, she did Hotel Chevalier with that was part of the Darjeeling Limited where she's naked.
Okay, so, all right.
But it's like ass and side boob.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not the full package.
Right, it's.
And the movie Closer, which she did with Jude Law.
It's her ass in that, right?
She plays a stripper, and apparently they shot like full nude.
No.
And then decided it was hotter the other way and cut it. And I'm like. Come on, please.
There's Rick Baker. He just won.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing...
There's Jennifer Grey.
They're doing song,
oh,
I
here's.
Think.
Let's hear a little Randy Newman.
What, you want to hear Randy Newman? I like Randy Newman. I like his... I ain't no fun. Just tell me you love me like I love you. I love you. Of course you do. He did an album called Sail Away that's really good. If you ever want to hear good, an old rock and roll album.
Go back to 1972. Go
yeah,
12 songs. With,
yeah, 12 songs is good, and Sail Away is real good. And sincerely, from the bottom of my heart,
just can't take it where we're apart. Doesn't it look like he just sits down and craps these out? We
belong together. It does, because this song, there's not much to this. I mean,
he just sits at the piano and says, put the words in a blender, friends and love, we get along, together we're strong.
But he's got, you know, he's got a way with the phrase when he sings. You know what I mean? He's got a way, there's a sincerity when he sings that I think people like. I think,
well, you know what? Randy Newman's got a great weird shtick.
Right, like if somebody else singing this wouldn't sound anywhere near as good as him.
He's like Willie Nelson or Bob Dylan where they can handle the phrasing. He's got that weird tone. You and me, together.
He's got like a weird scat kind of.
It's almost Dr. John.
Yeah.
It's like almost New Orleans.
Oh, it's what's his name? It's,
It's almost Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong, yeah. That's
but it's also nasally and Jewy.
Yeah.
I see the light from Tangled okay, this is a hot train wreck.
Yeah, this is a mess, but I...
Let's hear a minute of this hot buttered piece of garbage. And Zachary Levi. Oh, God. The guy from Chuck and Mandy Moore.
Yeah, the guy from Chuck and Mandy Moore about to sing. By the way, let's add up the box office of those two. $6.
What is... okay, while we're on
you
the
want,
IMDb,
you want Mandy Moore?
Let's look up Mandy Moore, because what's she been in lately?
I remember being her in that Diane Keaton movie that was kind of a hit, right? But Mandy Moore. Well, she was in Tangled. Apparently she was on Grey's Anatomy for a run.
Oh, here comes Chuck.
Here's Chuck. Love, Wedding, Marriage, 2010. Swinging with the Finkels, 2010.
Hey, Zachary Levi, enjoy your Oscar appearance because you'll never make another one.
Well, she was in Tangled. She was the voice of Rapunzel. She was in the whole movie.
Okay, but that's...
And then you would have to go back to License to Wed in 2007.
Wow.
Because I Said So. That was that movie I was talking about. Dedication, 2007.
That was just
seven.
That's just terrible. I just don't want to watch like these two yutzes come out
I don't
and
know.
See each other.
But this, I wanted to get to the Florence and the Machine before. That was, I wasn't them in the machine. She needed the machine. It was just Florence. But this is what the Oscars used to be.
It used to be a lot of this.
An hour of this, though.
Because Didn't the Oscars used to do, like, they do each one of the songs, and then they do, like, other musical tributes.
Well, they would do scores and stuff.
And they do, like, dance routines.
Right. Well, they still do the musical tribute to those who died. Like, last year it was James Taylor saying In My Life, which was really
When
cool
Ellen hosted it, wasn't there, like, a whole big thing with, like, Silhouettes and, like, Mum and Shantz came out? And
yeah, there was something like that.
It used to always be a never-ending carnival.
But they also used to not let the performers sing the songs.
Right, it would be like...
They had to get somebody else to sing it. Yeah, right. which there was some weird rule about that, and I don't know why that was.
Which is stupid.
But I gotta get to that Florence performance. Maybe something else will come up before.
I think was it a union rule?
It could have been, or it was something. I don't know what it was. They had some weird rule where
there's,
like,
the guy from God of Love.
Yeah, there's this guy who wins, and he gave kind of a funny speech. We can play a minute of that.
I invite the world to check out these films. You can find them on iTunes.
Young Howard Stern, yeah.
Also, good, thanks to everyone at NYU's graduate film program.
Tell him, make the Ramones
Bobby
movie.
Webster,
yeah, that's true.
My cinematographer, Gigi.
And he's tall,
Dement,
too.
Stephanie Wamsley, Ryan Silbert, Steve DiPianco, my actors, Marion Brock, Chris Hirsch, Emily Young, also Levi Abrino, Rob
well,
Meyer, Casey
thank
Smith,
yous.
Nick
yeah.
Ordway, the rest of the crew, which I'll thank.
We had a funny
like,
line about his mom.
They do after that. Everyone at Paradigm, Watt Media, finally my mother, who did craft services for the film. My dad, the great state of Delaware, and last but not least, my brilliant composer and the love of my life, Sasha Gordon, you're my dream come true.
I see, then he gave it up for some broad.
That's good. It's nice.
That's good. All the women,
I like the guy, and I liked his movie. It was
all
cute.
The women cooed. Cause
it was no bathtub, Joel, but it was a good
well,
solid.
Well, and the bathtub
short.
Was... This was a terrible...
Oh, and then they did a... Yeah.
They did an auto-tune remix of... And... It kind of worked for that first couple of these, and a couple of them didn't work.
Doesn't he own a shirt?
Why would he own a shirt?
Doesn't he own a shirt?
He's too sexy for a shirt.
And this was kind of funny. For
that
a
was
second,
okay.
But it went on too long. Here comes...
Oh! Oprah! Amy said no.
Well, watch the Coen brothers doze and watch. Look at these guys.
He's like checking his BlackBerry.
Yeah, I think so. He's looking at his watch. He's like, what the fuck?
Sights and the truth. Many do this against great odds.
That's Joel.
Some
Oprah.
Are even
Joel and Ethan.
Can you tell
efforts.
The Coen brothers apart?
Yes.
But it has never been more important for us.
Not
to
everyone
see these
can.
No, but we're professionals.
Try to make some sense of the world.
Amy said that they should have announced her like, Oprah Winfrey. Here comes Oprah.
You get an Oscar, and you
get an Oscar, and you get an Oscar. Yeah, I know. That was what we were hoping for. Like 400 hours.
Not an hour. Right. We haven't even got
much
to
like the Oscars itself. It takes most of my life.
Because I got a good quiz for you.
Where's Billy? Song? Get the Billy Crystal.
Yeah, I don't even want to play Billy Crystal. I want to play the damn. I think it's next.
No, I want. You know, there's one thing I want to hear in the Billy Crystal.
What do you want to hear?
The guy who did the Bob Hope
voice. Well, do you know who the credits that said it was?
I know who it is.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at the credits. Do you know who it was?
It was Paul Feig.
Oh, really?
The credits said it was Paul Feig.
I thought it was Dave Thomas.
They credited Dave Thomas and Paul Feig.
Huh.
Which I don't know what Paul Feig would be doing the impression.
Maybe he wrote Billy's jokes.
Watching that show every year.
I don't know. Yeah, but you know Dave Thomas does a good Bob Hope.
No. Paul Feig cut together the clips.
Oh, you think so?
Dave Thomas did the voice.
That's possible. Okay, yeah. It said Bob Hope voice by Dave Thomas and Paul Feig. Is Dave Thomas known for his...
Bob Hope? Yeah.
Is he really? Okay.
You never seen... They did a great
bit. Second City bit or something?
They did a great SCTV bit where Rick Moranis was Woody Allen.
Okay.
And he was Bob... And they did Play It Again, Sam, but with Bob Hope.
Okay.
You got to see that. It's a great...
But it can't be me, not him.
They tried to, like, cut out the background and make him look like he's standing at the podium, but it didn't really quite work.
Two-time loser because... Due to some repair work on Hollywood Boulevard, my star is now a manhole cover.
Are we really going to... Is this really the funniest thing on the Oscars?
No, I just want to hear
Bob
the Dave Thomas voice. It's weird.
Right, well, he introduces...
Hear when he introduces.
Be presented by the most talented...
But...
Is a category which combines both art and science, special visual effects.
Is that a real category? Was that a category back then?
I don't know, maybe.
The next award... Is a category Let's, which
you tell me when it's Dave
art
Thomas.
Science, special visual effects. It'll be presented by the most talented
there
Robert
is.
Downey Jr. and Jude Law.
talking about you.
That's Dave Thomas there, right? Oh, God. Yeah, so Jude Law comes out, and there you go. Again, that's...
So that was Dave Thomas, huh?
Oh, I think it was Dave Thomas doing the voice.
All right, well, Adam, we don't need to watch this award.
No, we don't need to see
the two guys from Sherlock.
Oh, but the one thing I won't take away.
Well, they're from Sherlock Holmes, so they got a movie coming.
I suggested,
and they're sweaty too. Did they just hump? What's going on?
It's got to be the 100 degrees back there.
It's got to be. Yeah. Anyway,
I recommended on Facebook that Robert Downey Jr. host the Oscars next year.
No, and that's not a bad suggestion.
And I think that he'd be good.
Yeah,
because he's got a sense of humor.
What Carell?
Carell would be okay. Be kind of goofy. You know.
I was reading somewhere where they were saying that secretly. You know, it is turned down all day,
right?
By guys like Tom Hanks, they've asked for 20 years, and he refuses to do it.
Tom Hanks will show up,
yeah.
But he doesn't want to actually.
I think because they realize if you put your neck out, like what happened to Letterman, yeah. You know, Letterman really got dragged through the mud on this
for no good reason because he was fine.
And Letterman was fine, and you know, Franco was not good. But I mean, here, let me just say this about the host before I want to play this Florence thing, and then we can turn this
fucking move over
and move along. This is my final review on James Franco and Anne Hathaway is this. They look like people who aren't comedians who never hosted an Oscars.
Right.
And if that's what you want, you know, they did exactly, you know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. If you hire an auto mechanic to cook your dinner,
right. Don't
bitch about the food. Because that's you didn't hire.
And don't have a pastry chef rebuild your carburetor.
Yeah, you can't, you know.
What I think the reason they go with Franco and Hathaway because they go, oh, they're young and cute and people will think that's appealing.
Yeah.
And I really think that the studio, the people in the audience, the Academy, the winners, the celebrities who show up to this thing, the last thing they want to do is get pasted by a funny man.
They don't want to be upstaged.
Right.
They don't want to be, lambasted by somebody.
Did you notice that everybody who came out there decided to put Hugh Jackman's balls on the back of
and
their
people
tongue.
Hated Hugh Jackman's hosting.
They acted like Hugh Jackman was a great host.
And then when he did the show, it was a colossal failure.
Hugh Jackman, who, by the way, is in no danger of ever winning an Oscar for anything.
Probably not.
Right? Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't even pick stuff that's like Oscar.
No, he...
Well, okay.
Okay, let's look at it this way. Hugh Jackman was the star of a movie Joel's in. All right, so,
hey, now.
Come on.
I'm a bit player in that. No, but he, you know, he's... Well, he did the press...
He does action
movies. Well, here's
the
thing. No. He did a movie with Christopher Nolan, The Prestige.
Yeah.
He did a movie with Darren Aronofsky, The Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just kind of their lesser movies.
Sure.
And I think The Prestige is actually a great movie, but
I kind of like The Fountain in a
weird
way.
At the time, it didn't come out. And by the way, you want to speak about not winning anything. This woman, okay, let me tell you something. She needs a gun into somebody's ribs to get an Oscar the next time. This Jennifer Hudson, you can't even make a sentence. My cat speaks better English than you, you fucking retard. Listen to this. Holy
shit. And now, the first of our final two best song nominees. The mysterious, uplifting song of...
Song? Our best song nominees? What is this?
She looks great, though, doesn't she?
You're a Martian. Oh, by the way, you know, you wonder, you know, she's the spokesman for Weight Watchers?
Yeah.
Okay. You know she's married to a guy on the WWE roster.
Oh, really?
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
I'll leave their health and fitness tips that she's getting from that. You know what I'm saying? Like Jennifer Hudson's so healthy.
Wait, hold on now, hold on.
Jennifer Hudson's this and that.
She's
any girl. She's all American.
We run a clean shop over here.
Please.
We're known for our journalistic integrity since 2005 on this podcast.
Yeah, I know.
And let me tell you, you're trying to tell me that something Vince McMahon is involved
there
in.
She is a product of the WWE.
A pharmaceutical connection that might not be tawdry.
Nigga, please. Her and her weight loss is the biggest fraud, and her Oscar is a big fraud.
Here's what's amazing, though.
And
I just noticed this.
Big deal.
Look at her dress is pushing her boobies up so
it kind of
tight
is, yeah.
That she's actually like looks like she's got a tan line.
She kind of does. Yeah.
Impossible for a black girl.
I think it's like
right?
just it's the light
because they're being pushed
it.
So far up, the blood is rushing away from them.
If I rise from 127 hours, please welcome two-time Academy Award winner A.I. Rockman, and from Florence and the Machine.
Like you would think she was like they pulled her, and not to be racist, but you would think they pulled her from some tribe in Africa. And they like taught her how to speak this like
backstage. I was
going to say
she was reading that like she had a gun to her head.
That's another thing.
I was really like Al Qaeda was making her read this.
I mean, she's reading off a teleprompter,
it's so bad.
But it's not.
Welch.
But I mean, she made a move. She made that Dream Girl. Was it Dream Girl?
Yeah. And she was fat back then.
Okay, but I know.
Okay,
but
here's the other thing. And speaking of other terrible Oscar presenters.
You're going to hear the worst music you ever heard.
Terrible Oscar presenters and terrible Oscar winners.
Yeah.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, I know. They keep bringing her back.
Okay. Halle Berry did the montage of dead people, right?
Well, she did the last part where she paid tribute to Lena Horne, yeah.
Right. She was so angling for the Lena Horne biopic.
Did they never make the Lena Horne biopic?
No. Only Hugh Jackman has gotten his balls jiggled more than Lena Horne walked not on water. Lena Horne walked 2 feet above water.
But who did she do the biopic for?
Dorothy Dandridge.
Dorothy Dandridge, who was another octoroon that was in Hollywood.
What are you gonna say?
Because it's true. I don't know, because she was mixed.
Come on! Octoroon!
Whatever.
Where is that from? High Yella is what she was.
But this Jennifer Hudson.
I didn't know when I didn't realize Lena Horne was supposed to be black when I was a kid.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Well, she was in black and white movies. She looked white most of the time.
I didn't really think of, she used to be on the Muppets and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
When we were little. And not to disgrace Lena Horne, who I thought was cool.
Sure.
But Halle Berry is a fucking miserable, insufferable.
She's no talent like Lena Horne.
No, she's no Lena Horne.
Yeah, Lena Horne
is
talented.
And now there's supposed to be a biopic about Aretha Franklin.
And they want Jennifer Hudson.
They don't want this one. They want Halle Berry.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. Well, who's going to star in the biopic of you?
This is it. Gabrielle Sibide stars as Aretha Franklin. Let me just book that. Speaking of people who will never win another award.
Gabrielle
Sibide didn't win last year, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a brutal.
Okay, add.
All right.
But here's the thing. They don't have enough black people in Hollywood.
Right.
They just don't.
Okay, but you could almost make a case if she went off the Weight Watchers and the pills.
I would buy her as
Aretha
Franklin.
She went off the truck stop speed.
Sure.
You put another 30 pounds on her. Because Aretha wasn't giant when she was young.
No, she wasn't.
Right?
No.
She was
plump.
Chunky.
She's plump,
She wasn't like a giant mountain.
Beyonce could do Aretha if she gained.
Aretha, in her wildest wet dreams, doesn't look like Halle Berry and never would.
No.
And never did.
No.
And it's like, hey, we're going to make a Joel Fragomeni biopic.
Sure.
Starring Hugh Jackman. I mean, so, you know,
exactly,
why don't we get a 6'5" guy?
Right, yeah, you know,
who's got a fucking six pack to play?
Let's see, Seth Rogen. We're gonna pass on you.
Right. Right. Jonah Hill won't be
Jonah
playing
Hill
Corey Hall.
Will not be playing.
The role will be played by James Franco.
Ricky
it's just
Gervais
ridiculous.
Is Joel. Nah, I
right,
don't see the resemblance.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
Sure. Yeah.
You can't even get like, and that's Jennifer Hudson's not a slight. It's just almost in the world of believability.
Listen to some.
Oh, and she can sing, unlike Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Florence and the Machine. What is this song?
Well, this is like the
guy. Oh, it's from 127
Hours. It's the guy who did the score, and I guess she sang it in the movie, and I think it works in the movie, but boy, as a thing, and you know, I don't know, Florence and the Machine is like, I don't even know how to describe that music.
It's the Kate Bush of now.
Yeah,
it's really...
like, it's sort of flamboyant, kind of gay art rock or something.
Yes, that is. It's,
yeah.
She's kind of taking that Bjork slack.
Well, I hated this when it was called Gold Prep.
Right.
It's the same fucking thing. Yeah.
She is doing kind of the Bjork-y
thing. It is,
thing.
Yeah, it is. But there's a market for that. And I'm like, well, what? We're cutting off people's speeches for this. Like, is she even, like, singing lyrics? What is she doing? Is this some kind of Sanskrit?
I don't know. Is Enya not available?
Exactly. Now, the foreign guy singing English. The English woman singing foreign. And then this guy. I don't want to. I'm censoring myself here.
Can you not do any more of it? You know what that guy looks like? That guy looks like a...
singing. I'm sorry.
You know what that guy looks like?
Who does a guy look like?
Look like a fat Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, I know. Well,
turn my monitor
speaking
back.
Of Johnny Mathis is not a guy. You never knew what that was either.
No.
As a kid.
Never could tell.
He's a black guy, but his hair looks like Elvis. What is that?
When you're a kid, you're not really paying attention to like... You're not trying to play the...
All right, have you had enough, Florence?
I've had way more than enough.
I almost want to play the Colin Firth speech just for a second.
No, because, Christ.
I mean, just... Okay, I'm going to wrap this up and say this.
Yeah.
Colin Firth.
What?
You must be a great actor. Because you can't give a fucking speech for real. You gave the... My girlfriend's sitting next to me, Corey. Listen to this. She sat next to me and she goes, wake me when he's done talking.
Yeah.
He was gave the dullest, fucking stupidest speech. All right, I think that's enough.
This Oscars was dreadful.
Anything else you want to do on Oscars?
I mean,
a lot of people hated James Franco. I saved a.
You're
I'm
just
not gonna
deleting it.
Okay. I'm not going to erase it. I might have Hall. Need for something. To...
Oh.
Oh, Hall Financial. There you go.
He's dragging my name.
That's you. There you go.
Anyway,
I guess Rock Financial's in trouble.
But look, and
by the way,
oh
this guy, I want to yell about Jeffrey Feiger.
Leave him out of this.
He has his phrase. Let me just. This is not going to make sense. I'm all over the place.
Jeff, you're way scattered.
He says,
Jeffrey. We just saw two local commercials. Right. All Financial, which was a mortgage lender company.
But the guy used to do commercials for some other thing.
He split off from another.
Yeah,
one, and now he's his own.
He's
guy.
Another shyster.
Now and then, Jeffrey Feiger, who was most famously Jack Kevorkian's attorney.
Yes.
He's also been in other famous lawsuits, like the Jenny Jones lawsuit.
Yeah, he's a famous ambulance chaser.
He's an ambulance
chaser.
Yeah. And he gets in cases where he can yell at the judge.
And he's a pundit on a lot of television.
He ran for governor. Anyway.
Yeah, and he failed, yeah. Which, by the way, he sounds like a great governor now.
He kind of
Between
the empty suit that just left and this knucklehead that's in now.
This goddamn guy.
He's a dunce.
Is cutting like low income tax credits. What is he doing?
He's a yutz.
Did you see that?
But I knew it was coming and no one.
But it's averaging. They're saying that an average $700 a person in taxes a year.
Yeah.
If you get a $700 refund from the state, you'll get zero.
Wow.
Next year.
Good times.
What an idiot. Anyway, this is Jeffrey Feiger.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a full-page ad in the Real Detroit's Best of Detroit.
Okay.
For his law firm, the Jeffrey Feiger Law Firm. And he has this phrase that says, and it's in the commercial, he says, if you don't stand for if you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything.
Mm-hmm.
When there's an actual phrase that says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Right.
And it like he changed it, it doesn't even make sense now. What a moron!
He's
like you have a catchphrase that doesn't even work.
He's never met he's obviously a very successful lawyer.
Sure,
but he's never met a camera he didn't love.
But that's the thing is he used all that. It's like he had a plan. If he put himself with Kevorkian and all this stuff, that one day he would spin it off for his own personal.
That's
game.
The plan. He got high profile cases and got famous.
And I don't think Kevorkian likes him anymore either.
No,
Kevorkian
fired him and went to jail.
Yeah.
He could have got out if he'd stuck with Feiger.
Yeah.
But he was such a dick that he fired him and went to jail.
And that's it. And a lot of people are dumping on James Franco today. And listen, when have you ever seen James Franco be alert
or interested
with it or what? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, when have you ever seen him give a shit about
it?
I mean, that's his whole shtick is that he's a guy who doesn't give a shit.
He was literally.
That's why he was perfect as the guy who didn't give a shit and didn't tell anybody he was. Going in the canyon.
Yeah,
you know
he played
I mean?
A great stoner.
Yeah.
And he played a kind of a hippie camper stoner.
Yeah.
The guy's buried under a rock fantasizing about fingering Amber Tamblyn.
Yeah.
And playing with a Scooby-Doo puppet.
Right.
Anyways.
That's all in 127 hours, of course, referring to.
He's sitting there under this rock going, I wish I had this hand so I could stick it up Amber Tamblyn.
He does. By the way, he does think of it. He does jerk off with the hand that's not in the rock, and it's in the movie. And we're not making that up, that he actually did jerk off, which is funny. Anyway.
Hey, Joel, look.
If I'm stuck in a rock,
you're stuck
in
a cave for four. No one's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
Four days.
But, he's not. He's almost like a Jimmy Fallon
by the way. When girls go, I don't understand why you got to jerk off all the time. Why do you have to have sex all the time?
His arm was in a rock.
It's a man pinned under a boulder.
And he jerked off.
Gonna die in the desert. In the bottom of a cavern.
And he beat his meat.
Like, well, shit. What else? What else is there to do? And he had but here's the best part. He had a video aid of those two girls
watched,
in a pool.
He watched a girl getting out of a natural spring.
So he's like, hey, wait, hold on. I got a camera.
Listen.
I got footage of girls wet.
Why not?
Let's work with it.
Gotta do it.
If he had an episode of Nitty Gritty, he would have jerked off to that, like Joel Fragamenti.
All right, let's Nitty Gritty. Boy, you're going way back. No one even gets that right. I get it, but no one else does.
My favorite, about 5 years ago, I busted Joel for a whole show.
There was
show.
A girl that hosted like a craft
said,
show.
There's a hot chick on this craft show.
Yeah, she was cute,
where
too.
They knit.
She was a redhead, wasn't she?
He made me watch the clip.
Yeah, she was hot. Anyway. I was a different
I'm
guy
in
back
the
then.
Bottom of a cave, jerking off. I could get eaten by a coyote. but fuck it. I'm going to spank. I'm going to toss.
It's in the movie. Go watch.
So what I'm saying is blow him already, ladies. Yeah, really. Don't let a poor man starve to death at the bottom of a cave jerking off.
Now, this, I want to do something here. Now, speaking of, because this is movie themed.
I've lost it. All right, go ahead.
In the movie theme thing, you know, Corey, of course, the co-host of Corey and Joel Radio and
yes,
movie critic for Metro Times, comedian, a writer, all kinds of stuff.
That's right.
All around talented guy. Corey has a lot of unique talent.
Consultant to Harry Art and Barbarian.
Exactly. I'm not going to be playing at the old folks home tonight. I made that official thing.
Guest instructor at the Mark Ridley Comedy Castle comedy
but,
class.
But one of Corey's talents that I've admired, one of the things that really he's best at, and I'm not referring to you banging chubby girls, Corey.
Thank you.
One talent that I want to give you a lot of credit for is Corey. And you've taken credit for this, and you've demonstrated this in the past.
Yes.
And as I came up a quiz for you, Corey thinks, or has proven in the past, he can name any character actor in the movies.
Maybe not.
But, but you know how you watch the movies, and you always see,
sure,
like, oh, it's that guy. And you do that a lot.
I'm not.
Now you're gonna downplay.
I'm not. You're gonna have a list of the same five guys. It's like
Stephen
Tobolowsky.
I'm gonna show you
William
the picture.
Fichter.
I'm gonna show you the picture.
Bill Atherton.
And just name the guy.
All right, let's
see
if I can do it.
And you named a few of the guys that are already on there. Well, here's the thing. Do you want a demonstration? I got 19 guys.
Oh God.
Do you want to try to do all 19?
Can we do 10?
Well, no.
God, the show's running long. All right.
It's okay. Well, here's the thing. What do you predict you'll get out of 19? And these are all, like, listen, I'll let you say that guy's not a famous guy, but I don't think you can say that.
I'll get, like, 7.
You'll get 7 of 19?
I think so.
I think you'll do. I'm going to predict you'll get 11 of 19.
Okay, all right.
I'm going over. And here's the thing. I think I've scaled this based upon what I know about you. Mm-hmm. And what I know about the movies. I believe it gets harder as it goes along.
Yeah. But see, there's some of these guys. Like, okay, you'll go, oh, so that's Saul Rubenik. But then, like, some other guy will come up, and I don't know who that is.
Well, I also have lists
I'll recognize the guy. I'll know what movies he's in.
Yeah, okay. And the people at home, I'll tell you what these guys were in, and that's a little bit of a hint to Corey, I guess.
All right.
So I'm going to show you these guys.
Some of these guys are so ubiquitous that you don't even know.
You're going to watch them on the screen.
Here. Okay. So you're going to pull it. It's a video daily double.
Well, that's why I'm going to say, oh, don't read this either.
Oh, I can't see it from over here. Okay.
So I'm going to give you number one.
This one's easy.
This guy's easy. Let me just explain for the people at home before you answer what this guy was in, because it's hard for them to play along with
this. Do this quiz at home.
Well, maybe I could put these pictures up or something. I stole them all off the internet anyway.
How about this? Hold on. Let's give a pause. We'll imagine.
Well, I'm going to tell you the movies, and then
what I'm saying is, let's imagine that you're going to have to do them in this order.
Right.
But when they listen to the show, will you have a link that will have the pictures?
I'd have to upload these, but I could do it that way. Sure. Okay. Anyway. So this guy was in Blood Simple, Cheers, Clueless, and Dick, where he played Nixon.
Sure.
I think you know who this guy is, and a million other. And again, all of these guys are in a million things.
Sure.
So if I don't name what you know him from, you know him. But you know who this is.
I'm going to give 2 seconds for the people that play along at home.
Yeah.
Dan Hedaya.
That is Dan Hedaya. You are correct.
Okay.
We're going to give you a circle number one.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, this one was easy. And I said, these will get harder as they go along.
Was he not on a show called The Fratellis?
Oh, yeah, because he was a spinoff of Cheers.
He was Carla's lecherous husband on
Cheers.
That's
why I have Cheers listed on here,
And then he had a spinoff called The Fratellis.
Okay, there you go. And this next guy, this guy's from Detroit.
This guy went to my high school.
He was from Moonlighting, Revenge of the Nerds, and Risky Business.
He is one of the most famous Berkeley High graduates of all time.
Next to you.
Yes, Curtis Armstrong.
Curtis Armstrong. We used to have him on our drops.
Kristen Bell.
What the fuck?
Kristen Bell went through Berkeley schools, but went to high school at Shrine.
Oh, she took
otherwise, she would be the most famous Berkeley High graduate.
Curtis Armstrong. Everyone will know. And again, everyone will know what these guys look
When I was in high school, he came to school one day.
Oh, did he?
He snuck in.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't tell them ahead of time he was coming, because he came in to, like, drop in and say hi to, like, the two teachers that were still there from, he graduated in, like, 1979 or something.
Sure, yeah. He's about that old. Yeah.
And he came in and was, like, you know, a pandemonium. The word got out that Booger was in the building.
Yeah, Booger from Revenge of the Nerds, probably most famous.
The room, literally the high school rattled with excitement that Booger was there.
And he was a sidekick on Moonlighting.
He had to run out before kids mobbed him. Right. Anyway, Curtis
Next up is this guy.
That, oh boy.
Now, this guy was in The Jerk. He shot up the oil cans in The Jerk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was the swim coach in Back to School.
Sure.
He was also in Blade Runner and a million other things. He's an old gray-haired guy.
Bill somebody. I blew this one. I don't know this one.
Yeah, you don't know this guy. This guy is M. Emmett Walsh.
M. Emmett Walsh. Damn it.
M. Emmett Walsh. So you got that wrong.
Again,
I said these get harder as they go along. Actually, this next guy.
I told you I'm going to get none
this
of
might,
this.
Well, you're 2 out of 3. I think you're going to get this next guy. I think he'll be 3 out of 4. Who's this guy?
Oh, yeah.
This guy was in, let me just tell everybody, he was in Happy Gilmore, Requiem for a Dream. He was the dad in the new Leave It to Beaver movie and a million other things.
His most famous role is in Happy Gilmore.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said.
And Happy his name Gilmore. Is Christopher... Shit.
You're close. I mean, it's Christopher... I'll tell you it's Christopher.
Christopher Hamilton? No, what is
it? No, it's a very white guy name, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the name is perfect for this guy. It's completely anonymous. It's just
something
like,
like Hamilton.
It's a very popular.
Hampton.
I'm going to give you an accent. It's Christopher McDonald.
Christopher McDonald.
Christopher McDonald. But again, it perfectly suits
a bland whitey. I'm not going to do well on this.
Christopher McDonald. Well, you're 50%.
Because these guys are they intentionally don't get credit.
But you like to take credit for naming these guys, though. That's not how I'm putting it.
Now Joel's showing me up. All right,
oh, come on. I put some production. Now, who is this guy?
Okay, that's David Walsh.
Oh, I should have said what this was. He's from St. Elsewhere House. He was the prison guard in The Green Mile, probably more famous. Yeah. Who is he?
You can see him currently in theaters now in Drive Angry 3D with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay, you're right.
David Walsh.
No, it was M. Emmett Walsh. This guy's not
David
Walsh. You're close. It's David.
It's David. See, I'm going to blow this quiz.
Yeah, you're close.
David Welsh.
David Morse.
Morse.
David Morse. There you go.
I suck.
All right. Yeah, maybe we will go through these.
Forget this question.
All right, let's see the next guy. I think you'll get the next guy. Who is that guy?
Oh, yeah.
He was in 6 Feet Under, The Visitor, There's Something About Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
I don't even know that this guy's that much of a character actor.
Sure, so he's currently seen.
He's doing some leads, right?
He's in theaters now.
Oh.
Starring in Hall Pass.
Oh.
With Jason Sudeikis and Owen
Wilson.
He
does all the Farrelly Brothers movies.
You know what, Joel, can we stop this quiz?
Are you serious?
It's terrible.
You can't get this guy.
No, Bill Jansen. Jensen. Richard Jenkins.
Yes, Richard Jenkins. There it is. You pulled it out.
Richard Jenkins.
Don't you're 50%.
It's
you're
terrible.
50. I had you at 11.
I should add Christopher McDonald.
Yeah, you should add
Richard
Jenkins. Well, let's move on here. Right. This guy, the dad on the Gilmore Girls.
I had no idea his name.
He was the dad. He was Danny Warbucks and Annie, and I guess he was in The Lost Boys as well. No idea who that was. That's Edward Herman.
No idea.
Edward Herman.
I knew who. I recognize that.
Yeah, you're going to recognize all these guys. All right, let's go to the next guy.
Mm-hmm.
What about this guy?
I don't want to do this.
You know, no idea.
Oh, yeah.
You have no idea. It was in John Carpenter's The Thing.
Look, you win. You're
no, I'm not trying to win. I just wanted to show.
It's terrible. I don't care.
Let me just move along.
No, I'm done.
No, let me do the next guy.
I'm done.
We haven't even done half the guys.
I don't want to do it. I'm done.
What about this guy? Come on, you already know who that is.
That's Bill Atherton.
Okay, there you go. You're back on track.
William Atherton.
All right, then do the next guy. You might hit a hot streak
from
here.
Real Genius.
You might hit a hot
and
streak
and Ghostbusters.
Here. He was the bad guy. He was the reporter in Die Hard.
Yeah,
and in Ghostbusters.
And Ghostbusters and right. Real Genius.
What about this guy?
That's Stephen Tobolowsky.
Okay, Groundhog Day, Memento, and Glee. See, I'm trying to let people let me describe these guys. See, now you're let's see, you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're 50%.
All right. Fine.
Okay, let's keep going.
It's terrible.
I thought these guys, Richard Mazur and that, were easier.
Stephen Tobolowsky's most famous role was in
Groundhog Day, yes.
Where he's Ned Flanderson. Ned, what is it?
I forget the name. I haven't seen Groundhog
Ned Gunderson.
Day forever, yeah.
And he gets punched in the face.
Yeah, right. Okay. There you go. Now,
God.
This guy was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He was the science doctor, professor.
Yeah, his name.
He was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Amadeus.
Anthony.
He looks like a fish.
His name.
How do you describe what this guy looks like?
Yeah, he's dried up. I used to know. He died a
few years ago. He's dead. Yeah, some of these guys are dead. A couple
Anthony
of them.
Sirocco.
No, he's got an Italian name.
Anthony.
That's Vincent Schiavelli.
Vincent Schiavelli. Mm-hmm.
Vincent Schiavelli, okay. See if you get the next. Now, this next guy is in some of your favorite movies.
I hate this quiz. Right,
no, come on. Well, you're doing okay.
I'm not.
You're doing better than most people would do.
But I'm not.
Who is this guy? This guy's in some of your favorite
of
movies.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah,
in
yeah.
Rushmore, The Royal Tenenbaums. He was in Dick Tracy. He was in a lot of John Cassavetes movies.
But see, what happens is that the mind works in a stupid way. Okay?
Like, if you saw this guy moving, you would get it? Is that a part of it?
No, I know exactly who he is. I know his whole resume.
All right.
But I'm not... I hate... Can we stop this?
No.
I hate this.
Not at all.
No, I'm done. I don't want to do this.
Well, I thought it'd be funny to talk about these guys' careers,
but
too.
But no, it's just funny to make fun of the fucking...
I'm not making fun of you.
Oh, I hate it. Oh.
What about
Philip, what is his name? That's what the fucking...
Seymour Castle. Seymour Castle, yeah.
Shit.
What about this guy?
I have no fucking care. I don't care. Some fucking humble.
He looks like an old Corey Hall, kind of, a little bit.
I'm done. I quit.
All right, Corey quits.
I don't want to do this quiz. I don't want to do this
there
quiz.
There it is. Well, that's fun for everyone at home. You quit.
It sucks. Come on. Joel.
What do you want me to give you?
Look, I'm a small little man. All that's important to me in the world is trivia, and I suck at this. And it's, you know, this is like...
But this is trivial stuff.
This is like you eating broccoli. It's fucking torture.
You're 5 out of 12.
It's brutal. All right, keep going.
You want to keep going? You any guess on this guy?
No, I don't care.
He was in Barton Fink, Elf.
Don't know his fucking...
Harlem Nights. That's Michael Lerner.
Okay, good.
Michael Lerner. Okay. What about this guy? This guy was the heavy in tons of movies.
Yeah, David Warner.
In the '70s, Tron, Titanic. Yeah, you're correct. It's David Warner. All right, back on track. Now, this next... See, I think you get guys like this next guy as a bad guy in a lot of movies, and you seem to know the bad guys in a lot of movies.
Yeah, well...
Like, that's why I gave you... Okay. What about this guy? That guy was in every goddamn movie. Look at him. I got him in The Manchurian Candidate, Ghost Dog, and Ocean's 11. I really had a hard time finding a good movie that this guy was in, but you can't miss the guy's face.
You can't miss his face, and
he's got a weird angular Asian almost look to him. Big in the I think he's still alive. He was big in the 70s.
Can we come back to him? I know his
name. You want to come back to him? Okay, we'll come back to number 15.
It's killing me.
This next guy,
Larocco. What is it? Larocco? No, keep going. Where is it?
The next guy is a younger guy who's in everything.
Yeah, he is in everything.
And he was in The Departed, Superbad, Goodfellas.
Wasn't
probably
he
a million other?
Wasn't
things.
He Spider? In
he wasn't Spider. Spider was
Goodfellas.
Spider is the guy in Detroit 187. Michael Imperioli.
Oh, Michael Imperioli.
He was the guy. He was the brother in the wheelchair.
Yeah,
brother Michael in the wheelchair. In Goodfellas.
What's his name?
Yeah, you would know Kevin Corrigan. Okay. That's who that is. And that one again. I said these get harder.
I'm not
okay. Done. What about this guy? He's in everything too.
I don't care.
He's in Fight Club. He's in.
You won, Joel.
He's in
Zodiac.
I'm not trying to.
No.
Don't be offended. Just play along. It's fine.
I can,
it's funny.
No, it's not. Because
it's funny that these guys are in every movie.
It's not funny to me.
Don't know their names.
All right.
You don't know any guests, no?
It's brutal.
Zach Grenier is who this is. Okay, there's two left.
But see, look, this is a trivial.
It's okay,
this
Corey.
Is an
you don't have to make
thing,
excuses.
But I have to know this.
Corey, you did better than 99%
no,
of people would
that's
do
not
on
acceptable.
This.
I got to know them all.
What about this guy? Is this guy not in every fucking movie?
Yeah.
In fact, he was in Animal House, the original Animal House.
Uh-huh.
And
he's
on,
another heavy.
He was on MacGyver. He was in the movie W.
Wait, where's J.T. Walsh? Is he going to bring him out?
I didn't pick J.T. Walsh. I went through lists of character actors, and I didn't pick J.T. Walsh.
I can name every other guy that's not on this list.
See, I purposely, the guys, I gave you a couple guys that were gifts, like Curtis Armstrong.
It was the way.
But this guy's in everything.
Hold on, give me a clue. The guy with the real weird wacky face.
The Asian looking guy.
His
yes.
name Peter something?
No.
Okay.
It's not Peter. Any guess on this guy?
I don't know what's his name.
Bruce McGill.
Fuck.
But he's a cop in I think Rizzoli
I know
and
Bruce
Isles
McGill.
Or something.
All right,
and he's in everything. That's the thing. That's what's funny about it.
That's funny. This is torture for me.
Okay. This next guy is the funniest guy.
Cuz
I guarantee you won't look if you get this guy, I'll buy you lunch. Cuz no one knows this guy's name and you know him in every he's in everything.
Okay.
Tell me who this guy is. I'm buying you dinner if you get this guy right. Who is that guy?
Okay.
now it's interesting. Okay, this guy was in My Cousin Vinny. Mm-hmm, he was the Southern mm-hmm, prosecutor. Mm-hmm. I believe he was it Perry White?
He was Perry White on Lois and Clark.
Lois and Clark, and he was in the original V.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he was
his
the president
name
in
is
V.
Lee.
He always plays the senator or the president like a Southern guy in a suit. He's dead now.
Name is Lee. What's his name?
It's not Lee, but you're close. You're close on this guy. See, this is this is the guy I thought was the hardest guy to get in the whole
boy,
game.
I know, and he's the prosecutor in My Cousin
he's
Vinny.
He's the prosecutor in My Cousin Vinny, and he always plays like...
I could have named you five movies he's in. I know,
exactly, I know. I should give you credit for getting movies these guys are in, which you knew all of them.
Is it L somebody?
It's L. It starts with an L.
L.
It's a very – in fact, some of these guys have such stupid anonymous names.
I know.
That's why they're hard to remember, I think, sometimes.
He's not Arlie Ermey. It's L –
It's not Arlie Ermey, but
L
– I'm sure he
– James –
I'm sure him and Senator Thompson, Fred Thompson and him competed for roles. I'm
yeah,
sure,
yeah, yeah,
because
sure.
It's the exact same fucking thing.
What's his name?
Yeah, it's Lane Smith.
Lane Smith.
Lane Smith. So you got that
Thank
wrong.
You.
And I'll go back to this guy if you want to give him a shot again.
Peter. No, it's not Peter. What is his name?
What's it's
his
Henry Silva.
Henry Silva.
Henry Silva. All right, let's throw the – oh, stop it. Come on, it's okay.
Don't ever do this again.
Come on, it's a quiz. Who cares?
It's not a quiz.
You can make up a quiz to give me.
Do you understand that
you
we,
don't? You don't put together no, bits no, for the
you,
show.
You understand this is? You, this is like
I'm okay. not trying to
this
embarrass
like,
you.
No, but it's like if I brought in a plate of vegetables and made you eat them. Okay,
but it's not like
it's
that.
It's a fucking
no,
torture.
No, 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 no.
It's
a not
torture
like that,
show.
And it's not a torture. I
it
thought you
torture.
Would do well on this. Let
because,
me tell
no,
you the
Joel,
official.
If I don't, you don't understand me. You do understand me because you're a sadistic little fuck.
What? I thought you would do it.
If I don't know every trivia answer on Earth,
right.
It's the worst fucking feeling. I would rather be kicked in the nuts than not know a trivia answer.
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you understand
Why
that?
Why is that my fault? How you feel?
Don't give me a fucking quiz.
Oh, my God. What a baby.
I hate that I don't
right,
know the fucking
over.
Name. Henry goddamn Silva. It makes me nuts.
Do you want me to take his picture down, or do you want me to leave it up there?
I hate this. What did I get?
Would you rather look at... You got 6 of 19.
I told you I'd do 7.
Okay, so
and
you
I blew
almost
it.
You almost got... You
what,
know, you, almost
what
got,
you got any more? What,
no, that's no, it. Jeez, oh man.
Oh, I hate it.
It's your biggest meltdown ever.
I hate it. Which, I should know every one of
which,
these fucking
which
guys.
Which anonymous douchebag do you
but,
want to look
but,
at for the
Joel,
rest
look
of
at it
the
this
show?
Way. Look at it this way.
What?
I watch...
Exactly.
40 times more movies than anybody.
Probably, yeah.
I should know every one of these guys' names.
And you know what? Here's the thing. You know everybody's name.
Yeah.
Here's the point of the bit that you're missing.
Yeah.
You know everybody's name.
Right.
But these guys are so anonymous, nobody knows
I should
their
have
name.
Known Kevin
That's
Corrigan.
The point is that...
Kevin Corrigan is in literally...
He's in everything, but he's never the
go
star.
Go to his IMDb. Let's go to Kevin
but
Corrigan's
IMDb. The point of that is these guys don't get their names right. on the posters. They're not nominated for awards. They're anonymous guys.
Richard Jenkins
That's
has had a
point.
Couple
right.
lead roles
yeah,
lately.
Yeah, he did have an Oscar nomination. I'll go to Kevin Corrigan's
Lane IMDb. Smith. God damn it. I should have known Lane Smith. I watched that stupid Lois and Clark when it was on.
No, my point is that these guys, nobody knows these
I
guys.
Know.
That's the point of the quiz.
Ugh.
The quiz isn't that you're
look
stupid.
Look how many entries. Kevin
I know
Morgan
you're
has.
Smart. I mean, that's not okay. You want to talk recently? What are we talking about? Okay,
just like what do you mean? How many?
Currently,
films?
He's on Fringe, I guess, in a recurring
right, right.
role.
How many films in his biography, though?
Oh. I don't know how to even get a number. I mean, it goes all the
they
way
don't
back.
You a number?
It goes back to 1989 where he was in an after school special.
But there's what, 40?
I mean, it's
there,
it's
50?
It's five screens on my computer.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, recently we can talk about Unstoppable. I mean, it's like Please Give.
Mm-hmm.
The TV series Mercy, the TV series Californication, the TV series Community, the TV series mm-hmm. Damages, Law mm-hmm. and Order, Medium. The movie Big Fan.
Kevin Corrigan is the guy you
Nick
go to.
Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. The Pineapple
when you,
Express.
When you need kind of a sketchy guy, he's usually a guy who's dealing weed.
The Black Donnelly.
You know what I mean? He's the guy who's selling stuff in the back room.
The Departed.
He's always a scumball and a
Grounded
scumball.
Grounded for life.
Right.
Jeez. I mean, it just goes on and
yeah,
on
yeah,
and
yeah.
on.
It never stops.
Freaks and Geeks. Detroit Rock City. Mm. Homicide. Buffalo 66.
Boy.
I mean... Everything. This guy's in everything.
You did. You know. You guys. Anybody listening to this, you don't know how bad my balls are broken. By
it's
this.
Okay. It's but the point isn't to break your balls.
I know.
The point is to talk about these actors. And
I know.
How
but the point is, I'm
are.
Insane. I have to know these things.
That's okay. I think none the less of you.
I should have had Henry. Silver.
I think less of you for getting so upset and not seeing the humor in it. But
I should have seen Henry.
The humor. The joke's not on you. The joke's on them, Corey. That's the point.
But
please,
Henry Silva.
Do you want more guys? Do you want to go study and you come back next time?
Yeah, we'll do another one.
And I'll have 20 more character
right, we'll
actors.
We'll do another one. It's fine.
But I mean, you are true. I did purposely not put like JT Walsh on here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, I picked pretty good
guys. Emmett Walsh. Okay, here's the two. Henry Silva and Emmett Walsh, I should have known.
Okay, but Henry Silva is probably of all these guys in like the least, like he's in the most
but
like
he's
shitty
in a couple
movies.
Big time
yeah,
bad
yeah,
movies.
Right, yeah.
Henry Silva is like the evil John Saxon.
Yes, yeah. John Saxon would be a perfect guy to have in this.
Very,
right.
I mean, no, hold on. Saxon's a star now. Let's not.
Well, you know.
Let's not take Saxon's name.
Because, I mean, I was looking at lists, and they had Robert Zadar, and I go, well.
Robert Zadar, wow.
I mean, you know, like, Corey might get
that. You know what's great,
that.
Though, is when you name them, I know who they are.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
And then when you show me their faces, I go into
fucking
coma.
Well, what if I had done it, what if I had done the face and,
match
like,
the name to the face?
Yeah, would you have done better if I had 19 picked?
Yeah, I think
but
I would have done
that's
that.
But that's harder to produce.
This, I know.
I mean, I still did a lot
No, that's fine.
Of
that's fine.
On this.
Whatever. It's a good bit.
What if I had done multiple choice? If I said, is this guy, let me, you know, if
no,
I
that's like
this
cheating.
Up,
no. I should know the names.
Like, if I pulled up this guy and I said, is this, you know.
It's David Morse.
Is this Michael Lerner, David Morse, or Richard Jenkins? You would know that that was David Morse.
I
would have
known that was David Morse.
Yeah, see.
I can match the name with the face. I just couldn't
that's
hold
tough.
The name
I mean, I didn't
head.
Say, I, look, I gave it to you.
No,
I
it's
said,
not your fault. It's
I've been amazed in the past by your skill at picking the names of guys that nobody
I
knows
I know,
their
but you don't know how
like,
crazy
Corey, well,
I am.
If we're watching a movie, some guy will come on and Corey will go, oh, that's James Douchebag from this movie and that movie. And I'll go, boy, you're
David
a
Morse was on St. Elsewhere.
Sure.
Yeah. He's in a lot of movies. He's all over the place. Christopher McDonald.
You should have got that. That I put in the easy.
He did the voice of the bad guy in The Iron Giant.
Okay.
He did a very famous episode of Star Trek The Next Generation.
He did a McDonald's commercial in 1986.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's Christopher McDonald's ubiquitous. He's all over the place.
Right. I mean, I think these guys all are. I mean,
Emmett Walsh.
You know, I was. Believe me, when I was coming up with this, it was
Wait, hold on. Two of those guys are in Blood Simple.
Yes, exactly. Dan Adai and this guy. Yeah.
Why didn't I fucking think of Emmett Walsh?
Which is, you know, I didn't pull these names of the movies they were in off the top of my head either. Mm. I did research these.
I know.
Like, I knew some of the. Like, I
and
knew,
you watch a lot. Joel, here's the thing.
I knew he was the guy that shot up the cans in, you know.
Joel watches, compared to the average layperson on the street, Joel watches an absurd amount of movies.
I do, yes.
I watch a retarded amount
you
of movies.
You watch even more than.
Right? Like, I watch like four a week, and sure, I should know all these names. That's why I get so hard on myself.
Right, yeah. Because
I'm a crazy neurotic. I can't watch, like, when we played the trivia game over here.
We played Buzz, and I beat you, yeah.
Joel was a little faster on a button than I was.
Yeah, I beat you by, like, a question or two on that.
On each game.
Yeah.
And it made me insane.
Well, we played one on the air that I won barely, and then later we played it.
We almost broke, Amy and I almost broke up.
Why is that?
There's a bar that does trivia night.
Yes.
Okay? And I got so upset.
Yes.
The first time we went, we didn't win. We come in, like, second or third.
Okay.
That's not acceptable in my universe. I cannot, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's...
We sit there, by the way, she wants me to do Jeopardy, because I sit and watch Jeopardy.
Yeah, we talked about
and
this.
And I fucking nail 70% of those questions every night.
But can you beat guys on the finger?
That's the problem.
Stuff.
I can't
I
beat the guy on the
can.
Finger, and it makes me insane.
Yeah.
I got to know the man. I got to be the master of all. I have nothing else in my life.
Don't get all upset. You
I
got 6 of 19. I doubt anyone would have gotten 6.
I couldn't
shoot
a basketball.
I would not have gotten. Look, again, I would have been able to tell you the movies these guys were in.
Sure.
And I probably would have gotten, you know, like some of these guys.
David Warner was so good in Tron.
Like Richard Mazur, I picked
Bandits.
Off the top of my head because I know that he's like this anonymous looking guy.
Sure.
A lot of these guys I got off of, you know,
Bill Atherton
a list.
Is like, isn't he the king of all the who's that guy?
Yeah, I'm not sure who the ultimate who's that guy. That's,
well,
oh,
Jeffrey
that guy.
Jones.
Jeffrey Jones, but I think people know him.
Now because of the convictions?
Right, yeah. Yeah. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these are all, you know.
Boy, you know what? You know what would be funny if you could do a list? Name that character actress.
Oh.
Because there's a couple of those that are in every movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, look that up.
Okay, well, not, but are you saying you want that bit? Because I'll do it.
See if you can do that bit. Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, I didn't.
No, if you want to watch My Spirit Be Broken, like, maybe, here's what you do. Make me sit through a 4-hour Oscar telecast with not a funny thing in
it. I was going to buy you dinner if you got
lame. Oh, Jesus, if I had
really
beaten
was.
More of those.
All right, can we end the show with some good news finally?
Yeah, good news.
I have the best news of the day. This is the best news. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Get ready for a ray of sunshine, Corey. Get ready.
I'm excited.
We're going to wash that bad taste out of your mouth.
It's not.
Case.
It's just that I'm insane, Joel.
I know, but it's but
I can't allow myself.
The reason
no,
I only
if I had
picked,
not known Curtis Armstrong,
right.
who went to my high school,
then I knew
I would
be
have
trouble.
To walk.
But listen, I gave you the quiz because you're a guy who has that.
Yeah.
You know, that
I know.
If anyone could even get close to naming half those guys, it was going to be you.
I got you.
And I thought you'd name half of them, but you know, I was wrong. Like I thought Henry Silva is a guy that you would know.
I
Even
did. I knew exactly who
Henry
he is.
Yeah,
I was sitting there going, I know exactly who this monkey is.
I almost
is.
Gave you James, what's the guy? James Hong.
Yeah. Oh,
and I was like, you would have got that probably. You know what I mean? So I kind of, you know, I made it harder as a winner. Anyway, here's the best news of the day. I'm trying to find the exact quote in this. This is from the New York Times. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, I'll just give you the headline. Oprah's new channel struggles to pull in viewers.
Yeah.
That's the message of the day. Oprah Winfrey is finding out just how hard it is to build an out-of-the-way channel into a television destination. OWN, her two-month-old channel, is attracting fewer viewers than the obscure channel it replaced, Discovery Health. How great is that?
The channel
is that,
that she
the
replaced,
best news of
that
the day?
Was literally where they would like stick cameras up people while they were giving them, you know, like appendectomies.
No, the names of the shows on Discovery Health used to be like, you know, I Can't Believe I Ate That Cannonball, or,
right,
you know,
right, right.
The Man Whose Nut Weighs 85 pounds. I mean, there was no, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
It was all like weird.
I was pregnant for 40 years and didn't know it.
Right. You know.
Right.
There was a twin growing out of my kneecap.
Yeah.
That would be the name of the show.
It was like the Tree Man.
Yes.
It was like the guy, remember the guy that was like covered in stuff?
Right.
Like he was covered in like fingernail material and
right.
Looked like it was a tree.
Well, there was the famous one that I watched, which was The Man Whose Arms Exploded.
Oh.
About a bodybuilder who was like
his
shooting.
His biceps popped?
They shoot oil into their arms to like make the muscles big. And like something tore. It was was crazy. I think he was in Bigger, Stronger, Faster, that same guy. But anyway, let me go back to
Oprah.
Okay,
yeah. That was a good by the way,
that's
a good
doc too. Yeah. It's on Netflix, by the way.
Look that up.
Netflix has all the docs if you want to see those.
That's a tremendous documentary.
Yeah, it is. Anyway,
Booger is just staring at me gleefully.
Yeah, who would you rather? You want
no,
to do
it's fine.
Do a slideshow of these guys, and they can all stare.
I'll
at
never
you.
Forget their names now.
Who was that again?
Vincent Schiavelli. I
see,
had.
Now at least you get it now.
I know.
And that is
Seymour Castle.
See, and
Fat Fuck. What's his name?
Michael Lerner.
Michael Lerner. David Warner.
See, you got David Warner. David Warner.
David Warner's easy.
Bad guy in Tron.
Yeah, and in Time Bandits. And that shot is actually from Somewhere in Time with Malcolm McDowell.
Oh, see.
Malcolm McDowell and Mary Steenburgen in 1979.
Would it have been easier if the shots had all been stills from the movies and not publicity shots?
You know what? I wouldn't have got that.
Or red carpet shots.
Honestly, the guy before Lane Smith, I wouldn't have got his name.
Bruce McGill.
Wouldn't have gotten Bruce McGill any day. And Bruce McGill is, by the way,
he's in everything.
I thought Kevin Corgan's list was long.
This guy's
Bruce
in everything.
Bruce McGill is in everything.
Do you want me to do a Bruce McGill? I don't know what I'll say about Oprah. The argument is that when Oprah's show comes to the network, that it's going to be bigger. Because, you know, when Oprah leaves
all that's
her
on there now
show,
is like Gail King and...
Well, they're saying that nobody wants to watch the Trading Spaces reruns that's on there now.
Mm-hmm.
And Gail King, yeah, they have the Gail King.
Here's what I would think about Oprah. I think... That women's television market is kind of saturated.
I kind of think it is too.
I've got a new bit I started doing my act about how the gayest thing a straight man can do is get married.
Okay.
And about how like as soon as you get married, you before you got married, you didn't know that TLC was on your cable box.
Yeah.
And now you know the schedule by heart. Then that's the thing.
Yeah,
I watch so much women's television now thanks to Amy. You know, there's so many other women's shows. There's TLC.
Yes.
HGTV.
Sure.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
We. Oxygen.
Yes. Oxygen used to be the Oprah channel, but she
right.
divested her interest
sure.
in Oxygen.
And then there's like Style.
Yeah.
There's like, I'm already up to
well,
six.
I have Cooking TV.
Cooking.
Which is, now you might not have those,
yeah,
but
you know,
has
Food Network kind of goes.
There's food and there's cooking, but they're separate.
Food Network is, a lot of it's kind of dude stuff now where
yeah.
it's like, dude, I'm going to put some wasabi sauce on this hot dog.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it's kind of macho-y.
I mean, Travel stuff, Channel is could be considered feminine.
Yeah, those are... I'm talking strictly women's. I'm talking...
Well, Bravo could be considered women's.
Bravo's gay.
Bravo's gay,
okay.
But again...
But that crosses over. So you got Logo and Bravo. Those are gay.
I mean, I'm going to say E is female.
Well, E is where you get all
the
goddamn...
Kardashians.
And the...
Chelsea Handler.
And Bravo's where you get the stupid... Real Housewives.
You would think that women were 50% of the population looking at television. It's ridiculous.
I'm just saying.
I've had it.
But there's already a good, like, six or seven networks
right.
on cable that specifically cater to women all day. That's all they do.
Right.
Right. Food Network and the other ones, they go back and
sure.
forth.
Yeah.
But We and Logo, Logo's gay. We, Lifetime, Oxygen. Yeah. You know, these
well,
are all women.
There's Lifetime Movie Network as well.
TLC.
But I'm saying that's a spinoff of the Lifetime.
No, actually, doesn't TLC have like shows about loggers and stuff too?
Yeah, TLC has like Toddlers and Tiaras and Cake Boss.
It's mostly chick, but there's a little crossover.
Have you seen The Unpoppables?
No.
It's on tonight. Okay, there's your homework. We're gonna have a review next time of The Unpoppables. You know what I'm explaining what they do. They're like
Bruce McGill's glowering at me.
Well, he's a fat guy with like evil eyebrows.
Bruce McGill always plays the angry captain in the police department.
Like he's like right? Yeah, he's like the guy. He's like the guy who's like you don't want to cross Bruce McGill. Anyway, The Unpoppables is about three people who, not you know, Cake Boss. They make cakes, and you see him. Mm-hmm. Somebody orders a cake, and you watch them make the cake, and they deliver the cake to the big event.
Cake,
same thing.
Ace of Cakes.
The Unpoppables is the same thing with balloon artists. It's on TLC on Monday night, so it's on tonight as we're recording this, not as you're watching it. Mm. Watch The Unpoppables tonight. Okay, I'll tell you this about the. Let me explain this. The chick on The Unpoppables you would like.
Okay.
It's right up your alley.
Now, there's also a show called The Unwatchables,
which is
John Tenney chasing ghosts around in Indiana with some morons. We didn't get any feedback on that.
I didn't hear anything on it, but you know.
All right, by the way, if you are a John Tenney Paranormal State fan or a cast member, call 610-552-0746, the douchebag hotline, and give us your thoughts and feelings.
I'm going to give you the Bruce McGill
610-552-0746.
I thought
was going to be on this list for sure?
Who's that?
Charles Napier. I really thought he was going to be on that.
I don't even know who Charles Napier is.
Charles Napier was the leader of the honky tonk band in the Blues Brothers.
Okay. Still not ringing a bell.
Plays the redneck sheriff a lot.
Charles Napier.
Put in Charles Napier. You'll know exactly who he is when you see him.
Charles Napier.
Mm-hmm.
Actor, Rambo First Blood Part 2.
No, there's not a headshot of Charles Napier?
Charles? No, there's not for some reason.
Well,
one photo. He's like lying in... Who is Charles Napier? I don't know who this is.
This lantern-jawed guy.
Oh, yeah, I see him there. Fred Ward, but yeah.
You know what I mean? He played the
hillbilly. I know who Charles Napier is.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be on your list.
Well, I could have gotten, you know, movie heavies.
Right.
Would that have been easier for you? I mean, it still would have been like Henry Silva and David Warner. I mean,
Henry
Silva,
I'm
going to
kick myself forever.
Right. But let me give you some Bruce McGill movies.
Bruce McGill trivia?
For a little Bruce McGill. Law-Abiding Citizen, the TV series Medium. Law and Order Special Victims Unit, Rizzoli and Isles. No Ordinary Family.
Did they cancel Rizzoli and Isles yet?
I have no idea.
Who wants to watch that?
Okay, let me just get some stuff. I Psych, the movie W, he played George Tenet in W.
Mm-hmm.
Vantage Point, Kings of the Evening, The Lookout, the TV series Numbers, The Good Life, Humble Pie, I could go on and on, Slow Burn, Elizabethtown, Cinderella Man, Collateral, The Runaway Jury, Matchstick Men.
Unbelievable.
The Sum of All Fears, Wolf Lake, a TV series, CSI TV series, TV series The Practice, Ali, Shallow Hal, TV movie 61, Exit Wounds. I mean, you can go on and on.
I've never been more embarrassed to not have these names at the top of my head.
Well, now you know. Now you've got an amazing skill that you will always remember.
I'm going to work on this. I'm going to become the king of knowing every guy in movies.
Well, I thought you kind of were already. It's uncrowned. It's up for debate now. Now it's up for debate.
I just froze. I just felt myself freezing.
Don't get angry. It's fine. You are a bastion of useless fucking shit.
No,
I'm giving you that credit,
Thank
Corey.
You.
I will never take Thanks. That away from you. You know more shit that's important to no one than anyone else in the world.
It's terrible. You know what's really funny?
I will not.
It's really funny. One of my colleagues at Metro Times put up a clip. Actually, type it into YouTube.
What is this?
Pink Armadillo.
What is
type this clip in it. See if you can find Armadillo. Pink Armadillo.
Pink Armadillo Attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, watch this clip.
All right,
so it's a YouTube clip that's been running around, okay?
Pink Armadillo. I'll turn a... You guys can hear this at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this looks like from like a Godzilla movie or something.
It's a girl in a tight pink skirt with pink boots.
Is she a giant or something? Or is she just
She's on
badass?
A hilltop, and now there's somebody coming. They're driving up in a truck.
All
She's
right.
giving them a stare, and now slowly, you can look this up, and it's going to get real loud. All right. It takes forever. This clip's taking longer
than
I
thought. It's only a minute and 12-second clip, so it's not long.
And there's a guy smoking a cigarette, doesn't know what's going on, and then watch. Starts doing a dance, shaking her hips.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
They focus on her boobies.
And now she turns into a monster.
Oh, well, jeez. Well, she was good before.
I know. And then she rolls out. It looks like a big pink.
Well, she turns into a ball. That was actually kind of a cool effect.
Yeah.
Well, it looked like the armadillo bounced right off.
Yeah.
the thing, and then there was a toy truck that you got to falling off a cliff.
Yeah, right, right. Anyway, so but the
and,
thing
you,
is,
and you knew this movie.
There's no name of what the show is. You know, I knew exactly what the show. It's just from a show called Jinzo Ningen Kikaida from 1972. Anyway, I knew exactly what the goddamn Japanese TV show from the 70s was because I'm a freak and I can't get Henry Dam Silva. Oh, who's that?
I don't know. This is sexy hot Asian models.
Oh, well, now we're on something else altogether.
I think it's just a collection.
Can we end this debacle?
I don't know why. Why did the guy put this song behind?
People put the dumbest stuff behind their YouTube. It's like just a metal song with like hot chicks.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
It's just Asian girls in underwear.
It's like Asian models and then let the bodies hit the floor. Well, that was like the link. That was the next suggested video after Pink Armadillo.
Well, it makes sense. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
But somebody put that clip of Pink Armadillo and I knew what it was and they're all like, you're a freak.
Well, that's why.
I'm Bruce McGill will haunt my nightmares now. Lane Smith. Damn it, I was so
well,
close.
You know, hey.
I had an L. The name was in my head.
Do you want me to look for Lane Smith clips on YouTube?
And Vincent Schiavelli, I knew it was something Italian.
Yeah.
Boy, I was looking. Oh. Lane Smith's always this guy, and he's always yelling at you like this. He's a southern guy. Now, are you trying to tell me?
I don't even know what this movie is. Shoot, Swing, Lie from JK Films. Probably some independent thing this guy did. He's also playing Richard Nixon in The Final Days, if you want to watch that clip. Maybe we should watch that.
Oh, yes. Is Marshall Sweet in, please?
Was that a wrestler? Who is this?
What is this?
It's like Jeff Jarrett. I don't know what this is.
It's Warren McQueen. Yes.
I don't know what this movie is. I never heard of this. Well, here's Lane Smith as Nixon.
That's right. The press has been especially tough on you. All the usual restraints have been ignored.
We should get a comparison of all the movie Nixons.
Oh, yeah.
Put them all, because Dan Hedaya did Nixon.
Mm-hmm. Philip Baker Hall did it in the Altman movie, Secret Honor.
And then who was in Frost Nixon?
Anthony Hopkins.
No, what happens in Nixon? Who was in Frost Nixon?
Right, Frost Nixon was Langella.
Frank Langella.
Yeah.
But we just edit together.
By the way, Frank Langella, by the way, is a guy.
Could have been in that.
Could have been on that list. And
but he's almost too famous now. He kind of broke out of it.
He kind of got famous. Yeah. Frank Langella is always a villain.
Right.
He would play Dracula in like 1978.
Yeah. But I also think that those guys have a name that's memorable. Part of the reason why I think these guys are forgettable.
Kevin Corrigan and Lane
Smith. Is because, David Warner. Mm-hmm. You know, David Morse.
Yeah.
You ever see the famous thing? Oh,
but I knew both those fuckers. David Morse. Was, God damn it. So
somebody
close.
Said, it was on Cracked. You ever read Cracked online? It's kind of funny.
Cracks a good set.
Did you ever see their phony Googles? They wanted people to Photoshop Google. And a guy typed in, and all it is like you type in something on Google, and then you Photoshop what the results are.
Okay.
And you like put, and a guy put in Bill, and the Google search the guy put in was Bill Pullman. And it has, you know, the first thing is Wikipedia, Bill Pullman, IMDb, Bill Pullman. Then it says IMDb results for Bill Pullman. And there's all these pictures of Bill Pullman. Well, there's this list of comments underneath, and people are like, what is funny about this? Why is this funny about Bill Pullman? It's fucking pictures of Bill Pullman and Bill Pullman's IMDb and fucking Bill Pullman's Wikipedia. What the goddamn... And these commenters are getting angry. And finally, the guy writes back. He goes, that's because the pictures that it pulled up were pictures of Bill Paxton. You see what I mean? Like, it's the same thing. People...
Have you seen the Bill Paxton pinball machine?
No, I've not. Is
put
there?
That into YouTube. Speaking of... You know what? People confuse... Okay, Bill Pullman, for the record... Bill Pullman was the president in Independence Day.
Yes.
What's some other famous Bill Pullman roles?
So is it really?
Yeah, somebody built a Bill Paxton pinball.
Oh, just like a custom pinball or something.
Uh huh.
Right, here's the Bill Paxton pinball machine.
But like,
I don't see a lot of Bill Paxton. They're not doing a very good job of showing us.
I know, but when you hit it, it like makes Bill Paxton sound effects.
But it seems like there'd be a big picture of Bill Paxton up here, and they're not showing.
Well, they're not showing you the whole cabinet. Maybe there's another video.
Yeah, here's another Bill Paxton.
There's one that shows you how they made it.
Oh, did Ben Heck make this? I know who he is. Yes, that's it.
Anyway, it's a customizer. The thing, though, like when the ball goes down the side drain, it goes, for Christ's sakes, would you cover yourself? And then it does Game Over, man. It
yeah, the guy's doing a terrible job of...
True Lies mode is pretty simple.
Well, they're not doing a good job of showing the Bill Paxton.
All right, there's a but they made a Bill Paxton.
All right, now I agree.
It's got a True Lies mode where it's all his funny quotes. Funny.
Yeah, Ben Heck does good stuff. Ben Heck will do stuff like he'll make a laptop out of an Xbox 360.
Sure,
you know, just cool shit.
But, so for the record, Bill Paxton played Hudson in Aliens.
Yes,
he played Chet, the brother in Weird Science.
Yes.
You would recognize him for many films.
Apollo 13. He's the guy that freaks out. He's the astronaut that freaks out. Apollo 13.
And that's what he's good at, is freaking out.
All right.
And Bill Paxton's now he's on Big Love.
Bill Paxton is going to play Corey Hall when they make the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
A guy freaking out because he can't remember the names of character actors. It was a perfect Bill Paxton that you did.
I lost my mind.
You threw your headphones, almost took the cat out.
The cat's been dead for 2 years. Look at this cat. It's asleep. Living
look at
dead.
Her, look at her. All right.
Bill Paxton is on Big Love, so he's kind of famous for that now.
There's
an
A-list role.
So there you go. When you got your own television show, I think you've moved up. But
I think so. I think you've made it at that point. Certainly, yeah. You know.
But they were often confused because they're of similar ages and
right. And it took me a minute to get that thing on cracked. It was like, well, what is funny about this Bill Pullman?
What else has Bill Pullman been in?
Bill Pullman was in Zero Effect, which is great, but no one even knows that movie.
Ben Stiller's in that.
Yeah, which by the way, that's a great movie. If you never
Zero
saw.
Effect is well worth checking out. He's like a crazy detective. Yeah. So anyway, then there's Billy Campbell.
I got. The
by the way, then there's Billy Campbell, who was in The Rocketeer.
Yeah, Bill Campbell?
Yeah, it's William Campbell, whatever.
Yeah.
But so there's
like
Bill.
He's like Bill
Pullman.
Bill
Pullman.
Well, Bill Pullman's probably light.
Bill Paxton and Billy Campbell.
Bill Pullman's probably old now, though, right?
But they're all of the same vintage.
Sure, yeah.
They were all guys got their start in the 80s.
I got a great text, which is so inside.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it or do you want to wait for the show to end? It's not even funny to anyone. Don't
we bored them enough already with my insanity
and all right, well,
James Franco being a douche.
Well, listen, I just...
What's that, Kirk Douglas? Are you faggot still on here?
Hey, look, everyone knows who Kirk Douglas is.
Listen.
You'll never be confused.
I gotta go. I'm having a three-way with Sophia Loren.
Oh.
And Mila Kunis.
Oh, wow.
It's like the pornos where grandma shows a teen how to blow.
Well, I want to see that. Hope you get nominated for that one, Kirk.
It's the bad and the beautiful part, too. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Kirk, for being
part
of
the show.
Thank you.
I gotta go.
All right.
And slap Jane Wyman on her big ass.
Oh, Jane Wyman.
Reagan got it, and then I got it.
Oh. It's the looker, that Jane Wyman. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, Corey. And we'll catch you next time on Joel Radio. Good night, everybody.